Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Gay or what? Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
One, two, check. Check, test. Yeah, hey, everybody. It's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. Back with you for yet another edition of disorderly conduct. Happy fuck FBI Free Ball Friday, October 25th, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours as we venture deep into the bowels of the internet together. Very stoked about tonight's show. Tonight is dedicated, is a special edition of Free Ball Friday. Notice it's Fuck FBI Free Ball Friday. For those of you who are not familiar with that reference, I want to turn your attention to 2 years ago around this time. It was around this time 2 years ago that a little group of internet numbskulls who called themselves Anti-Sec, they were doing Fuck FBI Fridays. That's right. They did a release every Friday of some sort of information that they ripped off from the FBI. Jeez, I wonder how they got that. That's right, because you know who was the orchestrator, allegedly, of Anti-Sec and their attacks? It was none other than Anonymous Sabu. Yes. It was around this time 2 years ago that every Friday we were treated to Fuck FBI Fridays by Anti-Sec, who published weekly information on the FBI from FBI files that were leaked. And of course Sabu was orchestrating this, and as we know now, he was working with the Federal Bureau of Investigation to help conduct Fuck FBI Fridays. Talk about trolling. You mad, Anonymous? Oh man, those were good times. Those were good times. Of course, we know what was really going on now. Of course, today marked yet another milestone in the ongoing saga that is the Hector Monsegur. I like saying that name. Monsegur. Hector Monsegur. Hector Xavier. Blah, 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 blah. He was to be sentenced in a courthouse in New York City today, and his sentencing was delayed again, pushed back to another, 3 months, 4 months, whatever. So his sentencing continues to be furloughed indefinitely. And, so I got excited for today about a month ago. When I knew this day was coming, and I decided I was going to do a special on Hector on the off chance that he might get released on his own recognizance today. But apparently that did not happen. No, I didn't see any official word, any official court documents. I'm going solely off a tweet. But that's legit, right? To just base everything off of what somebody tweets, right? Because everything is true on the internet. Serious business. Although I found out today that my opinion, I found out on Twitter today that when I state a fact, it might be a fact in reality, but to people on Twitter, it's an opinion. Yeah. The grass is very green. No, not very green. It's just green. The grass is green.
Dude, that's like your opinion or something, man.
Anyway. Yeah, actions. I'm talking. What the fuck are you guys talking shit in my chat room, dude? We haven't even started the show and you're already talking shit about me? I haven't even done anything wrong yet. Oh, okay. Fine. I'm going to acknowledge the chat room here. Hello to Actions, Bacalina, Cheesy Dick, Dr. Jeep, El Duke, a bunch of guest listeners, Kishu 1. Holy shit, is that real, Kishu? We are expecting Kishu to be on the show later today. I hope that's her.
Yeah, baby.
Old school VITB co-host, Kishu Zykova in the chat room, everybody. Kishu was my co-host for the Summer of Lulz, everybody. She did a lot of great reporting from Operation BART. She was my Operation BART correspondent. She also did nightly correspondence during the Summer of Lulz from a bar on Haight Street. And we're going to take a little trip down memory lane and flash back to that Summer of Lulz. And we're going to do that soon, but I got to get through this roll call. Next, we have Nigger Christ. Welcome, Nigger Christ. Everybody, the Black Messiah apparently has released some new material. Make sure you check him out. Oh, what else do we have here? Knickknack. Hey, Knickknack. Porno Puppy. What's up, Porno Puppy? Fellow Blog Talk Radio host. Also, old friend of the show, Redneck. Redneck, former... There's another blast from the Summer of Lulz. Our good friend, Redneck. Formerly of... Oh, what were you guys... Team Poison. Sorry. Fuck, I drew a blank. My bad, dude. Team Poison, and it's like uppercase P, lowercase I, uppercase... Oh, no, a zero, and then an uppercase I, or maybe it's a lowercase I, and then there's... like I think there's a couple uppercase N's, but some are lowercase. Fuck, I can't remember, dude. Anyway, oh my god, Robotic Chaotix here. Oh, hello, Robotic Chaotix. So good to have you. You've been showing up in the last few shows. It's good to see you back in the chat room. Okay, Russell Lee Radio Live. Check them out. That's probably CNY Rebel. Check out CNY Rebel. He does a show. He does two shows on here. He does one on Wednesday nights and one on Saturday nights. I guess the next show would be Saturday. Tomorrow, check out Porno Puppy. He does his show at... Fuck, what time do you do your show, dude? I don't know. It's Canadian time. Nine Eastern, Porno Puppy. And that will be followed by Russell League Radio Live at 11 Eastern tomorrow night. It's primetime Jimmy Wrestling. A Blog Talk Radio. All right. Sick Girl in the house. What up, Sick Girl? Tinfoil Radio Network, another Blog Talk Radio host, our friend I Has Candy. Definitely check out his show. It's good. It's fun. I called it. Oh, Vert. What up, Vert? Oh, my God, Vert. Of course you know our friend Vert. He was around for the Summer of Lulz. Parts of it. Good news, for Vert and for those that are concerned about the PayPal 14. I have heard that they are going to have an appearance in court on October 31st of all days. Yes, Halloween. They're having their day in court on Halloween, allegedly, 9 a.m., San Jose, California, at the federal courthouse in downtown San Jose. Yours truly is going to be in attendance. I'm going to head down to my old stomping ground, the South Bay, and link up with my homies in the PayPal 14. We'll be hopefully just rid of the nightmare that has been their the last 2 years of their lives. And, so they're going to have a settlement in their case, on October 31st. Now, if it were me, I'm not talking about, I'm not speaking for anybody, okay? The views are, that come out of my mouth are my opinion only. Since we're on the internet, it's all opinion, right? But if it was me, and believe me, I've been in that courthouse and I've done it myself, and I remember pleading guilty and having my last say before the proceedings ended. So each of these kids is going to get their a couple minutes to be able to say their piece. Because even if you don't go to trial, even if you plead guilty and that's it, you still get, like we saw with Bradley Manning, you still get your, you know, a chance to say your piece. I picked some pretty fucked up words when I was in front of that judge, but if I had to do it all over again, and if I were in the position of, say, one of the Paintown 14, you know what? If I was being sentenced on October 31st for some sort of alleged activity related to Anonymous, you know what my parting words would be to the judge? Are you guys going trick-or-treating? That's it. I would just say, are you guys going trick-or-treating? And I would leave. That's it. No other words. You guys don't like that? Fuck you, then. All right, fine. So I'm going to get this show rolling here in a minute. I'm expecting some very special guests to call in tonight. So before we get to all this, I just want to let you know that, yes, of course, tonight's subject is our favorite FBI informant, Hector Sabu, Monsieur blah, 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 blah. Today, Hector had his sentencing again delayed, and as he continues to cooperate with the authorities, many are starting to speculate that Hector is the FBI's, quote, Agent One, who has helped bring down the black market site Silk Road, which we spoke about on this show. I had no idea that Hector was involved in that, potentially. If he was, hey, man, big ups, dude. Hey, who says you can't rehabilitate? Right? I mean, this guy, career criminal, I think. And now he's working with the FBI to catch criminals. Okay? Doesn't seem like such a bad guy to me now. Then again, I always thought he was a cool guy. I've found out that a lot of these anonymous people are cool guys. They just did stupid mistakes. They made stupid mistakes. You know? And from my vantage point, pretty much everybody that got nailed during all this anonymous stuff is more or less, I think, getting a reasonable punishment. The only two exceptions that I have right now are potentially Jeremy Hammond, who hasn't been sentenced yet. That's going to happen in a couple weeks. I'm going to be there for that, too. If Jeremy gets more than 2 years, I'll be disappointed. Because 3 years tops. I'll give him 3 years. That's it. If he gets more than 3 years, I'll be really disappointed. He's a repeat offender, sure. He's already been in jail, so that's with time served, too. So we're looking at him getting out in a year and a half, if you go by my scorecard. But, yeah. And you know what? I was really praying for Sabu to get released today. And because I wanted to see Sabu get released today and Jeremy Hammond get released on the 15th. I honestly think Jeremy Hammond should just walk on November 15th. I think he's served enough time. He's been in there for, what, a year and a half? Some have been solitary. It's time. Come on. Bring him home. I mean, that's my opinion, of course. It's not fact. It's nothing. But the jury's still out, right? Or the judge is still out. So we'll see. And then the other one is Barrett Brown. Jesus Christ, 158,000 years for posting a link? Oh, my God. Seriously, man. It's just stupid. I don't even want to get into it. Yeah, we're going to talk about Sabu tonight. We're going to have fun. And, we're going to hear the voice of Sabu himself. Yes. Sabu's voice will be heard once again. For those of you who don't know, I've already said this on my show before. He called my show one night during the summer of lulls. And we're going to hear a couple clips tonight of Sabu calling into my show as Dox 9. I've told this story before. I've told people before. And I don't think people have tracked it down because I see all the views it gets. And what's funny is this clip I'm going to play is from a show that was only listened to by about 400 people. About 400 people heard this show up until now. This was 2 years ago. I had the most wanted hacker in the universe on my show. Nobody knew it, though, except for some people. I think the people that were talking to him didn't even know who they were talking to. Some of them, I think it's pretty obvious they know who they're talking to. You'd have to be a fucking idiot not to get it. Now, I can verify this is him because at the time, Kishu, who was Sabu's e-lover during the summer of lulls, or one of them, I suspect, she was in close contact with him, talked to him on a daily basis. I got a chance to talk to him on the phone several times, so I know what he sounds like. And during that time frame, he's like, he told me that he was going to call into my show. He wasn't going to tell me when, but he told me, look out, I'm going to call into your show one of these nights. And sure, so, and I said whatever, and we did a show actually a couple weeks before this broadcast, and on that show, you go check in my archives, we had Jamie Joe Korn on. And Jamie Joan Korn, if you all remember, she had a website at the time called Press Storm, and it was a news site that catered to the anonymous community. Does that ring any bells? Anybody heard of that before? Yeah. And, of course, that turned into a disaster. But before it did, though, it was, Jamie was kind of on the scene. She had been a guest on my show a couple times. And then one night we decided we were going to have her on as my guest, and she was going to be posted up in an IRC with Sabu, and he was going to do like a, sort of like a Reddit AMA type thing via my show. And that show was off the charts, man. It had thousands of listens. It's been listened to thousands of times. And then just a couple weeks later, we had the real fucking McCoy on, and only 400 people have heard it. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take a break, and while I'm gone, I'm going to let you guys take a little trip down memory lane and hear part one of a two-part clip from that episode, and you can judge for yourself. Do you think it's really Sabu or not? And if it is, what do you think of him now? And I want to preface that in this clip, there are several other callers. God, I'm verklempt. Okay. So in this clip, I want to set it up. In this clip, there are a handful of people that you may or may not know. One is OpnoPro. I don't know if you've heard OpnoPro on my show recently, but he's been a little bit under the weather, so he's not kind of like his same old frisky self But this is Rob Nopro in rare form, okay? He used to be a regular on my show. So Op Nopro's on this recording. Also, Kyoto. I don't know if you folks remember Kyoto. He called recently, not too long ago, for the first time in like a year. He's an old school BTR caller, good friend of mine on the interwebs, and so he's on the panel in this clip. Also, Kishu Zykova, who's in the chat room, who was my co-host at the time, she's in this clip. Who else? Oh, Redneck. This is why I tweeted you, Redneck. Your homie Reefer's in this clip. And Reefer at the time, I believe, was Team Poison, wasn't he? Was he not? Was Reefer Team Poison? Am I right? And shit, who else is in this clip? There's a couple other people. Oh, Goofy Bone's in this. Goofy Bone is in this clip too. If you don't know Goofy Bone, he's an old school BTR host. He was like my nemesis for years on BTR, and Goofy Bone's in this clip too. So there you go. So without any further ado, I'm going to play part one of a Sunday mega show, a Sunday show with an all-star panel, and of which included a mysterious caller, and you're going to hear me refer to him as 347. That's the area code he called in on. It was 347 area code, and what was even funnier is the number he called in was spoofed, and the number he spoofed was the call-in number for my show. So I was looking at my switchboard, and it said on the switchboard call list, it said 347-826-7667. And when I saw that, when I saw my guest call-in number listed on my switchboard, I knew something was going on. I was like, oh, shit, who's this? And, oh, I'm sorry, Soul Butter. Am I boring you? I'm sorry, Soul Butter. Am I boring you? Let's all wait for Soul Butter. Soul Butter, oh, really? I'll tell you what, Soul Butter, if I'm putting you to sleep, why don't I just give you a timeout? Oh, you know what? You want a little something, don't you, Soul Butter? There you go. Go on timeout. 2 minutes, Soul Butter. Soul Butter. 2 minutes. 2 minutes for yawning in my chat room. Jeez, no respect. No fucking respect. The next person that does that is getting kicked out of my chat. You're being banned. Fuck. Anybody else want to try me? Seriously. Let's do it now. Okay. Everybody, relax. All right. Here it is. Here's the clip. This is from the Summer of Lulz 2011. This is a clip from my show with me. Anonymous Sabu, who goes by Dox9 in this clip. Also, who else did I say? Kyoto, Opno Pro, and others. Oh, Kishu. All right, here it is. Enjoy. I'll be back in just a little bit. Well, let's take on another caller here. 347 caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Glad to hear. I involved in these things as speakers, and I appreciate what you do. I hear my friend Charlie Wong mention me.
Oh yeah, he's Charlie Wong is not here. He was here earlier.
He's the guy.
But go ahead.
Go ahead. sleep now. He goes to sleep now. He told me he's mentioned me. So now I'm here.
And now he's gone. That's odd. Anyway, so what else
is
going on?
That was some sketchy shit right there.
That was insightful. I am.
Yes. No,
excited.
I just thought. I know some.
Oh, wait, you're back.
So I like what you say about the bot pig. They murdered it for no reason. And they don't like Parents Anonymous. But you know what? The public don't understand Anonymous. That's why Anonymous is like you. Because you speak about what people do not want to hear. And that makes you important, my friend.
Cool.
Well, yeah.
You see?
So you're saying Vince is a prophet?
Important.
Well, he may be a
lost,
but he's making
gainer.
Some comment. Yeah.
I can't hear you guys. Sorry?
Goofy Bone is drunk. He's talking out of his ass.
That's the question. Fuck.
When isn't Goofy Bone drunk?
I think that caller's legit.
He is legit. Just put a question mark at the end of that breath, and you're good to go, man.
And I want to have OP's baby, dude. You are legit. I'm loving it. I could sit and listen to you for hours.
Oh yeah, Op No Pro is no joke, dude. Op No Pro should have his own fucking.
No, man. Vince, I've already done that 42 years, man. No way.
Really?
I'm not going back.
Oh,
it's
where are
over.
The archives, dude? I want to check that shit out.
Oh,
bro.
Several countries. I'll send you stuff. I'll get you the stuff. I'll turn you on to the agency.
Dude,
you'll see what we do.
Op No Pro, I would love you. You're like, you remind me of like Bob Chapman. You're just like an old school dog from back in the day. Just has all the war stories stored up, but isn't going to let them out.
Black.
Just gonna let it seep it through his character and not give you details.
It's kind of like Don Imus. It's like Imus in the morning, and you know some of Dr. Demento. It's all mixed together with a bunch of Timothy Leary and a little Majel Roddenberry. You know, it's just like a little bit of everything.
A little bit of Anonymous, yes.
I love Anonymous and. I love Jester. I love it all. I think they're all nuts. Totally nuts.
No,
you can't buy this entertainment. You couldn't write a script like Anonymous does. I think it's the most entertaining thing on this earth. To watch the functions and what goes on every day, I mean, shit, you'd normally have to pay $50 an hour if you went out with your girlfriend, maybe $100 an hour. So just do something fun. And do you know how much money I'm saving by just being part of Anonymous? I'm probably saving $15,000 a day? Easily.
I made a little girl for you. Break out your yellow pages and you find the girl. It's cheaper. It can remain anonymous, yes.
Interesting concept. I'm still trying to figure out who my kids are. Chill out, man. So,
I'm going to piss myself.
But no, anonymous, look, all of it, there's a lot of things happening right now. Everybody is unfortunately taking sides. The battle lines are drawn. Libya was excellent. I'm glad it's moving towards some kind of solution.
It's not over.
I'm not saying it's over. I said moving towards a solution. Please don't misquote me. It's not over. It's far from over. And working with Mo and Abias, Mo, vote for Mo on CNN. Heroes, we all did a great job with Mo at Al Jazeera. Feb 17, shout out. Absolutely brilliant. That's where we come from and joined Anonymous. A lot of us are in Libya with the doctors and people bringing in supplies. Anons are not all fucked up and crazy guys. They're not all 12-year-old kids in their mother's basement using magnifying glasses to find their dead.
Some are in the attics.
Yeah, they're in the attics. They may be flying kites, but there's a lot of good people on all sides. I'm just tired of everybody arguing about themselves being better. I mean, if we're not all assholes, somebody wake me up. I mean, can you kill me now? Just shoot me.
I's asshole. I agree. You know, I's the Uber asshole. Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, come on. We're all so full of ourselves that eventually we're going to pop.
We's all human.
Yeah.
We's all human.
Well, same way
we
forgot.
Wait.
Yeah,
isn't that a song? Are we human or are we dancer?
Oh, I hate that song.
No. No. I don't agree with that.
No?
No. No, we're all human. We're all brothers. We're all sisters. We're all aunts. We're all uncles. We're all human.
And dancers.
We're all here for the same reason.
And dancer.
Yes, we are.
One earth. One world. Absolutely.
We have one. Let's make it.
Well, it's been an incredible night. I think what happened in Libya is fascinating. I think it's fantastic.
I still don't know. I still don't know what's going on. I feel like it's just starting in Libya.
Because
think about it. Like, all right, even if this guy Gaddafi really is going to come down, what's going to replace him? Is it going to be the same mess that they have in Iraq? Is it going to be?
We don't know.
It's the American capitalism. It's the, who sells most Coca-Cola.
We don't know.
That's
there have been some
is.
Very effective revolts.
Yeah, it's actually got it on the nose.
Effective change.
All right, that's it. I'm going to invest in, when the market's open in the morning, I'm investing in Coca-Cola. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate it.
You should. I short Coca-Cola. You may invest. Good luck.
Oh, you're shorting Coke? You're shorting Coke now? Okay,
no,
I'll short
no,
Coke,
no.
Yeah.
No, I buy lots
of Coke.
Oh, no,
you're short on Coke. I'm sorry. You don't, you're low on blow. In other words, I get it. I get it.
Yeah,
oh. They don't pay dividends.
160.
They pay dividends. It's called,
no, they don't. No, they don't. I know.
Rita, the guys on the radio are out of Coke. Bring it over here. Rita. Yeah, tell the submarine.
Please bring cocaine.
That submarine is off of Guatemala with the 600 kilo, tons.
Tons.
Kilo, tons. They ripped us off. It was tons. Shit. 600 kilos,
yeah,
my ass.
I have submarine.
Yeah, they had a submarine in Guatemala. Didn't you see that? The two busts that took place about 3 weeks ago. Fucking outrageous. 2.3 tons in England was worth $150 million, and 300 billion, and 7.8 tons in Guatemala on a submarine that surfaced around 30 coast guards and a whole bunch of other people wearing strange badges.
Shit, I wish I was on the beach.
Seven fucking tons, and it valued at 150. 150 million. If you're going to get busted, go to Guatemala. The street value is a lot less.
Woo!
Incredible.
You guys talk about the price of gold. I talk about the price of the good stuff. Yeah.
The good stuff. The islands are being hit by Hurricane, Irene today down in the Virgin Islands? Shout out to St. Thomas. And you're talking about the good stuff? Okay.
Hey.
We like hurricanes on the island because it blows all of the good drugs onto the shore at Megan's Beach. This is what we live for.
I take flight there and I meet you. We have good stuff, yes.
Where are you?
I kid. I know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not kidding, man. You go down to Megan's Beach sometimes where everybody takes baths when the tourists are gone. Y'all, that's where you do baths on the island. And everybody's down there after 5 o'clock because all the little cheap shits are done looking for their jewelry that they lost in 4 feet of water. And so we take over the water again. And when hurricanes come, everybody's down at the waves looking for drugs, even though everybody grows it anyway. But what a fucking party. You have never seen, until you're at a pre-hurricane party on the islands, you have not partied. My God. Wow.
All right, guys. I think we have Kishu joining us now, checking in, sloppy drunk from the bars, no doubt. What's going on down there, Kishu?
I'm just chilling. I was wondering if after the show you could come pick me up and take me to Walgreens. Would that be okay?
I don't even know you.
See what I got to put up with? What the fuck?
Phone number.
My co-host. This is supposed to be my co-host.
Phone number.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take you to the gayest Walgreens on the planet.
It's 4 hours. Baby. I would walk there, but it's so far. I need you to fucking take me. So,
yeah, you should walk there.
If
you need it.
Take
the BART.
I've been walking all over.
Do not take BART. BART and you're dead. Oh, thanks for reminding me. Actually, we got to pause in a minute to for our sponsors. But go ahead, Tishu. Sorry.
Who do we have on the line?
Oh my God, it's fucking. I can't even keep up with all these people. I've got a bunch of anons. Let's just put it that way.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to know the monikers or the code words or whatever the avatars? The monikers. You got Goofy Bone. You got Reefer. You got Kyoto. You got Tyson. You got Op No Pro. Brutus.
Hey, I'm straight up, man.
Aww, I give props to all my boys.
347 and 570 and Cosmo Brockington, who's being shy in the corner. Don't feel
good. That motherfucker, I'm going to kick your ass.
But you don't know my moniker.
Yeah, 347. What's your moniker?
What?
Docs 9.
Docs 9?
Docs 9.
It's kind of all hot to say Docs
9. My God.
Docs 9? Okay.
All right. I have this English impediment, but I know what I say.
Listen to me. Can you please listen?
Yeah. What's up?
Thank you. I was sitting at the bar ordering a drink, and these kids behind me were like, there's this protest going on at the BART station, and it's fucked up what the BART did about turning off cell phone service. So I gave them some flyers, some fucking BART flyers, and the dude was like, that's awesome, blah, 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 I support Anonymous. And I was like, yeah, that's right. And so, like, I gave him some Twitter links and a link to your show. And he's like a college student. He's a really fucking cool kid. He's like, he was like debating me sitting there. Like, it was good time. So I told him to call in, fucking like call into the show live. Like, you know, these are the topics that he was discussing with me that he would totally enjoy calling the show. So he might call in later or tomorrow. But I was really refreshing to have somebody that's like not so involved debate with me. You know what I mean? So it was nice. It was really good.
That's excellent.
I love it, you know, like, I love the reaction I've been getting from the people in the Bay Area, you know, handing out my flyers and just doing my thing and being drunk and crazy, you know, I've been getting good reactions from people, and, you know, I mean, even though, like, coming here is my vacation, coming here is my, like, fucking, obviously, been drunk every night, wild in the streets, you know, I come back home, and it's mommy time, you know, I have a two-year-old daughter, everybody knows that, like, it's fucking, like, there's, like, I come on and do the show, and that's it. Besides that, I'm like, I'm not really online, like, ever. So this has been just like my wild Kishu time, blah, 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 whatever. And it's been really enjoyable. You know, I've had a great time while I've been here. But I would like to see, you know, a lot of people come out tomorrow. I really hope that there's a good turnout. So if anybody wants to
I hope no one act up and make front page.
Anybody that comes tomorrow... And if you come meet me and talk to me, I'll take you and buy you a round of drinks. You know, I've told everybody that all week. Like, find me. I'm fucking, like, I'm a big bitch with blonde hair and fucking lots of accessories. I don't wear masks. Tomorrow I will probably be sporting a free Sabu shirt. Because we all love Sabu and we don't know what's going on with him, so we hope that he's not banned, but apparently he might be, so I'm going to fucking rock the free Sabu shirt tomorrow, and I don't know if I'm going to, like, go have one made. I don't know if I'll be able to have it in time, the other time, so if not, I'll just write it fucking, like, across my forehead or something. So that's how you'll find me. You know, come say hi, come get a drink with me, you know, I mean, I support fucking Operation BART, like, they cannot fucking censor us. You know, we're going to fucking show them that what they did was fucking wrong. So come out, do it up. Anybody that wants to come hang out with me, I'll be at this bar for about another 30 minutes. Unless somebody comes, you know, like, I'll stay. But if not, then I'm going to have, obviously, them come get me and take me to Walgreens, hopefully. Hopefully then.
It sounds like there's somebody yelling in the background there. Is somebody yelling at you?
No, there's a ton of people here, though.
Oh,
like, I have a stalker, too, this, like, spy stalker like a non-kid that's been here like every day, and I keep confronting him. I'm like, I saw your picture. I doxed you. And he's like, it's not me. I'm a spy. I'm like, yes, you are. Fuck you. He's like, I don't even know how to turn a computer. I'm like, fuck you. I know who you are. So anyways, like, chilling, like, follow me around, but whatever. It's cool. It is what it is. Fucking everything. The thing is like, the information that I know is all public information. So it's been doxed the hell of that. Like, why? I mean, if you want to follow me, cool, but you're not going to get anything that you can't find on your own. That's the way I look at it, you know, like.
And she's in the green room, everybody. Okay, we got to take a quick break here, and we're gonna hear from our sponsor tonight, Bay Area Rapid Transit. We'll be right back after this, and also a word from the coup.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
All right, DITB back in this live. That was, of course, a recording. That was not live. That was a recording from the Summer of Lulls. Classic VITB flashback. Part one. I'll play a clip in the next hour. It won't be as long. It's okay. That's the longest clip I have. I'll play another clip from that in hour two. I'm going to take calls and see what you think. What are your thoughts on Anonymous Sabu, a.k.a. Hector Xavier Mosa, blah, bitty, blue, bitty, blue, bitty, blah. Yeah, so that's the number, 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines. Nigger Christ, what do you think, Anonymous Sabu?
Hey, well, Gucci, man, how be? Black Messiah up in here.
It's going well, NC, I'm glad you're here. You were around when Sabu was still doing his thing, right?
I wasn't around, but I knew who he was, what was going on, pretty much, yeah.
What's your take on him? Just your opinion of him and his whole his case and his whole situation. What's your honest opinion?
He Mexican. Fuck him.
No, he's not Mexican. He's Puerto Rican.
Not?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
the
no,
same
no.
Damn difference.
Not all
damn
Latinos. Not all Latinos are Mexicans. I know it seems like that living in California, but it's not.
Well, you know, there's some room for leeway there. Same region, area, worthlessness, you know, that kind of thing.
You're so fucking racist, dude.
I hate all of them. It ain't racist, so you hate all of them. Hey, you got that phone, though?
Fuck no, I'm not playing your shit tonight, dude. Are you kidding me?
You said you was.
No, this shit tonight is dedicated to Anonymous Sabu, you motherfucker.
Nigga, you said you was going to play it earlier this week.
Dude, I'll play it on the next show, bro. I'll play
you
it on the
motherfucker.
Show.
I will rape your sister.
Oh, okay. That's it. You want time out, don't you?
I want your girl's pussy in my face, nigga.
God, man, we got off on such a good...
Then you bullshitted me, man.
2 minutes, nigger Christ. 2 minutes for insulting my family. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Callers, unscreened. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Anonymous Sabu, what do you think?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Who's that?
Rex Falco.
I'm sorry. You either call... I can't tell what you're saying. You're either talking in Korean... behind seven proxies, or playing a soundboard. God damn it! I try to have a fucking serious show about a criminal turned law enforcement operative. You know, I'm playing some classic clips of this guy, you know, speaking his mind on my show. You know, it's kind of a human interest thing for the people on the internet. And you guys are calling me with fucking gay-ass soundboards you're playing off your fucking iPhone? Block number. Caller, you're on the air. Anonymous Sabu, what do you think?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on. Who's that?
Well, I'd rather not say my name, but you can just call me Dog.
Dog. What up, Dog?
Not much. I don't know much about it, honestly, Sabu. I followed the whole LulzSec thing. I think they were, a lot of them were just a bunch of kids. You know, they didn't really have a driven goal to get to. And he exploited them for his own political ideologies. I also think he's a stupid sand digger, and he belongs in Guantanamo Bay. I mean, he didn't do anything for the people. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go for it, man.
He didn't do anything for the people. The whole HB Gary thing, what he thought he really exposed. You know, it didn't do anything. LulzSec got nowhere but shut down. A bunch of kids got their doors kicked in. Where did it go? You know, he didn't do anything. Like I said, he's a towel-headed fuck. He doesn't give a shit about anybody but himself. You know, and personally, I hope they turn this whole country into a parking lot.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay, and now I am joined by a surprise special guest. We are due to be visited tonight by several surprise guests. I'm really excited for this next caller. This caller, I don't believe, has ever called my show before. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Mike Virus to the air. Welcome, Mike.
What's going on?
Oh, you know what? Nothing, man. I'm just trying to rehash, turn back the clock tonight and remember the summer of lulls and all the warm and fuzzies. It's
great. Oh, God, why can't we all just forget about that?
Well, we would if they could just settle all of the outstanding cases that are against all these people. Just put them away or do it already. Why does this shit keep getting drowned out, you know, drug out for like months and years? Just do it already. You know what I'm saying? I'll keep talking about it when it's fucking done. It's not done.
Whew. Fuck, it's freezing out here. Try not to wake my kid up. So, what do you want to ask? Let's get the show on the road.
All right, Mike. So, you heard that clip I played, right?
No, unfortunately, I hung up before you started playing it because I wasn't sure what the hell I was doing.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You didn't miss anything. I just want to get your impressions of Sabu. You were, of course, are known for being one of the last people to talk to him online before he went dark, I believe. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say last. I was somebody who like outed him. I could see what he was doing, and I outed him, but I wasn't going to tell anybody. And then he decided to tell everybody I was an NYPD informant. So I decided to release the logs, and then he had all of his cult following attack me on Freenode, and then, you know, that was it. I had a bunch of people trying to verbally abuse me, and I would talk shit to him on Twitter, and he eventually disappeared. And this girl Kelly texted me saying, hey, you were right about all that shit, and Fox wrote about him, I think.
Yeah, Fox News was the first report. Yes.
Yeah, that log between he and I, and that was our last actual conversation.
In this log, he professes his undying love to you. Am I not correct?
Yeah, I sound like a weirdo right now. I'm outside, fucking shaking. Came out with a little hoodie on.
Uh huh. Watch out, man. You know what happened to fucking Trayvon Martin when he had his hoodie on? Be careful, bro.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
So what was the tenor for people who didn't see those logs? What was he like? What was his What was his demeanor? What was his attitude? What was his personality like when you were interacting with him? What were your impressions of him?
Well, really, I thought it was funny, and I almost participated in some of that stuff. He gave me some IPs on a few people, Jennifer Emick, who happens to use Comcast, I believe it was, and some other targets, and I just procrastinated and didn't spank them on behalf of him, and he eventually disappeared, came back a week later saying his grandmother died. His OTR key was different, same. Normally it says private when we would exchange messages, and he just came back and he didn't have his key in place. So, it was a big alarm. And then we started speaking, and then he started asking me, remember this and remember that, and saying he'll pay me to, own that Jennifer girl, and all this other stuff. Was very suspicious. And then one day I invited him to a blast group, and I guess he didn't really get along with the people in there. Supposedly, he posted about hacking NYC.gov, and the NYPD ended up contacting them. And I guess because of that incident, he believes that I'm like an NYPD informant. And that's how the whole thing pretty much started. He started calling me an informant. I started saying, hey, well, fuck you. I know you're an informant. And back and forth, I saved the log. Told him if he fucked with me, I'd release the log. And then he went on Freenode, started fucking talking shit, and he ended up releasing a modified version of the log. So I went and released mine. And the rest is history.
Damn. So, I'm curious. You're still kind of around on the internet, right? You would be more or less connected to the channels that he would still be connected to. Am I right?
I never really utilized any of those channels. He used to make me get on a non-ops. I wasn't too fond of that RCD, and they weren't too fond of me. And they constantly injected me, and Sabu had to go in there. Put on his big daddy tone and have them remove the ban.
You mean Big Poppy? Big Poppy?
Yeah. Yo, it's so fucking brick out here. It's not even funny.
All right, man. Hey, I don't want you to freeze your balls off, dude. It's been a pleasure to have you on, Mike. Do you want to stay on for a little bit and take some calls with me, or what's up?
Yeah, sure. I can handle a few.
All right, let's see if anybody has something to interject here. We have a caller here, blocked number caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. What's up? It's Ron.
Ron! Oh, my God. Ron Breinert, everybody. What's up, Ron?
Not much.
Hey, Ron, you're on with Mike Virus, myself. We're talking about Sabu. You heard that clip. What are your impressions?
That was actually the first time I ever heard Sabu's voice, so it was interesting, but he was kind of a lot more boring than I expected. I thought he was going to be much livelier, He seemed kind of really mellow.
He was probably coming down
probably
off of drugs. Yeah, no, I think he was coming down off of drugs. He always, whenever I talked to him on the phone, he always sounded real nasally, like stuffy, like he had just gotten off of like a 10-hour coke bender. Dude, he was a wreck, dude. He was a partier. Or probably still, I don't know, I hope he's cleaned up his act a little bit. But he was a friendly guy. He was really nice.
Avoidant partying. He didn't fucking leave his house.
Huh?
Like, we're all talking about him like he's dead.
Well, he's dead to me. Well, no, he's not dead to me, but he's dead to some people. If you say something like that on the internet, people will be like, "Oh, he should be." But what's funny is I love arguing with these anons online, and they're like, "Dude, he's totally going to go into witness protection, bro. He wouldn't dare show his face ever again on the planet." And I'm
dude,
like,
dude, who's not gonna recognize such a fucking ugly face? That dude's face is very, very unique.
No shit.
If I walked into a supermarket and seen him, I'd recognize him immediately. And then I'd be like, "Hey, remember me?
Yeah,
I exposed
you." You know what? You'd walk into a supermarket and recognize Adrian Lamo too, wouldn't you?
I probably would, because he's pretty ugly.
I mean, how is Adrian
Lamo? That's one deformed weirdo.
How are Lamo and Sabu any different? Like, seriously.
Well, apparently Sabu's a more useful asset to them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Sabu's sane.
Fucking Lamo is just one of those snitches that volunteered to snitch, and Sabu, he had a bunch of felonies leveraged against him. But it seems that he excels in this whole snitching area, which is why they keep postponing his sentencing. Ugh, it's fucking cold out here. Brr. All right, am I still connected? Hello? Or not?
All right, thanks for coming out, Mike. 347-826-7667. It's Vincent the Bay. I got Ron Briner with me. We just had Mike Virus with us. And that was a great surprise, special guest. And the glory rolls on, everybody. We're going to take more calls at 347-826-7667. I got Rod Briner with me. Nigger Christ is back. Nigger Christ, you're off a timeout. What's up?
Now, what do you want?
Oh, excuse me. I'll put you back on timeout.
Excuse you, because you...
Yeah, you're back on timeout then. Oh, my God. Okay, we're moving on. Jesus, we're already into freaking hour number two. I got Ron with me. He's my wingman right now. We're looking for more callers who are interested in talking about Hector, Sabu, Muncy, blah, 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 blah. And let's go to the phone lines now. Another 347 number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
What's up?
Oh, everybody, it's what's his face? I Ask Candy from the Tinfoil Radio Network. Welcome, I Ask Candy.
What's up? What's everyone up to? I hear we're talking about Sabu, correct?
Yes, sir. What do you think about Sabu?
I think he's an evil son of a bitch that needs to die. That's what I think.
No, but tell us what you really think.
That's what I really think. I think he's a fucking criminal. He needs to get the electric chair. They need to ship his ass to Texas, hook him up, and fry him. Fry him like a fucking chicken.
No, but really, dude, seriously, tell us what you really think, though.
What I really think is I want to kill you, Vince.
You know what? You're going to get time out for that, then.
Aw. You made me cry.
2 minutes, I Has Candy. 2 minutes for, I don't know, being I Has Candy. Shit. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Caller, on screen, Anonymous Sabu, what do you think?
Have no idea. Is that me?
Yeah! Everybody, it's Off No Pro in the flesh, live, not recorded. Hey, No Pro.
You bet. That was a good recording. Thank you for playing it.
Yeah, man, you sound so awesome back then, man. That was a magical time, and listening back to it makes it feel even more golden, you know?
We'll do it tonight.
Yeah, I hope so.
We'll do it tonight. I mean, special day for Sabu. How I really feel. You know, I've told you that before. I don't feel too good about a guy that does what he's doing. You know, makes friends with people and then turns them in.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
And you saw his evolution, didn't you? Like, what was your what were your impressions? Like, what was your impression of Sabu before you knew?
Well, I was with, you know, basically him as if anybody were with him from the beginning, and you know, I was the first one that was accused of being the head of LulzSec, if you remember those headlines.
You know, yeah, tell us, about the Twitter account. Tell us about the Twitter account, too.
Well, on the Fox News had picked up a broadcast from Hacker News, and, you know, they accused me of being the mastermind behind LulzSec and everything else. So what I did was kind of fun. They're still looking for the people that had to do with it, but it was my dog, which is called Opno Prozac, released the six psychological analyses of the LulzSec group, if you remember that. Remember that document
totally
that was going
that.
Around?
I totally remember that. I have that kicking around somewhere.
Yeah, well, that came from me. And not my creation. I got it from another source. But these things come from people that are, you know, sect groups and non-sect groups. They get fed some of the information first to get their opinions, and then sometimes they leak it, which is what happened there. My impressions of Sabu, Jesus, they go all the way back to 98. We're bombing the islands down by in the Virgin Islands off of Puerto Rico. And a lot of people got really upset. And I think I met Sabu out in the surf. But didn't really get to know him ever, as if anybody really knows him. I don't know, maybe Kishu does. I have no idea about that relationship. But the thing falls down to the conversations I had with Sabu was he was kind of mystified that I'd been an activist for, you know, over 45 years. And I told him I was getting on his case about the responsibilities that he had not to fuck around at DEF CON with Jester. And you remember when they were trying to meet each other at DEF CON 2 years ago?
Yes, yep. Absolutely,
okay,
yes.
Okay, well, you know, Sabu called it right. He said Jester probably trying to set him up, whatever, but he was already compromised, so it was kind of a gag to those that knew. And I told Sabu that he had more important things to do as a so-called leader, leader by vote, you know, per se, in the sense of you get enough people behind you that say you're a leader, and you're a leader, you know. And he had responsibilities that went far beyond fucking around trying to meet up with Jester or not meet up with Jester. And we talked about that and talked about, you know, being the person that he was. And I think the one thing that he really caught on to was the last conversation I had with him was talking about turning around, you know, you're out there surfing and you take a regular wave and then all of a sudden you turn around and you see that it's a tsunami. And we talked about that as our analogy because he understood that the enormity and the immense proportions involved in being the kind of person that people were following. And that he got, and he understood that he had to really take on more responsibility of leading than just people showing up getting busted. You know, I don't hold a lot of respect for the individual. I don't like anybody that turns people in, whether they deserve it or not, by the way. You know, the whole anonymous doxing that goes on, you know, and for him to take Dox9, which is pretty funny. I just think that he, you know, he kind of blew it, just not, couldn't hold the responsibility that he was lifted to. And I'm not necessarily celebrating his birthday today. I'm celebrating my brother's. It's the same day, by the way.
And, that's right, brother. Right, brother.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. I mean, I have no space for him whatsoever. If I ran into him, I really wouldn't care. I wouldn't ask him any questions. I'm not curious about him. I have no interest in why he did what he did. I'm only interested in the fact that he did it. And I don't like the fact that he did the things that he did and that he's still doing. The set off on the sentencing is obviously so that he can get some more work done, you know, or he's in the middle of something that would be compromised if the court rulings took place today. And other than that, that's pretty much the way I see it.
Right on, bro. Right on, brother. Way to go, brother.
Thank you.
All right, brothers. All right, brothers. We're going to take a break, brothers. And
hey,
we're going...
Vert, call in, Vert.
Yeah, Vert. Call in, Vert. I heart Vert. All right, brothers. We're going to take a break. And during this break, we're going to play clip number two with Dox9, a.k.a. our friend Hector Sabu Mansa Blobbity Bloop. And we'll take more calls. We got some more special guests lined up on the other side of this. We're going to hear from CNY Rebel of Russell League Radio and also of Russell League and Russell League Radio Schmoop. So stick around for that and more surprise guest callers at the number 347-826-7667. Ron and OpNoPro, can you guys stick with me through this next clip and back on the other
I'll
side?
I'll be here through the whole show.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, cool, Ron. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to another clip. This is another flashback. Turn back the clock in Vince and the Bay history. We're going to go back, venture back to the summer of Lowell's again for clip number two of our encounter with Dox9, a.k.a., as I said, Hector Hobbity Blobbity Blobbity Bloop. So here it is, clip number two. We'll be right back on the other side of this.
Vince, can you unmute me already?
You've been unmuted the whole time, honey. I don't know what
totally.
You're talking about. That's
yeah, we're not paying attention to you.
That's why I
please,
mute people,
please,
though, because...
Please play that song, that Chopper in Your Car song for me.
I don't have a Chopper in Your Car song for you, honey. You didn't give it to me. We'll have to play that for you. If that's some other when it's some of your fruity music, that's for Tuesday. That's Fruity Tuesdays.
Okay,
when you
well, we didn't do Fruity Tuesday
Keisha.
Last. So at the end of the show, can you at least play one Keisha song, please?
Oh God, what Keisha
they
song?
They are fucking call us.
Yeah, we'll see about it. Again, Fruity Tuesday is the time for that, okay?
You didn't
don't mind.
Fruity Tuesday. All I'm asking for is one song. Back in the day,
well,
when
no,
we
that's,
were like addicted
no, no,
to my
bus. That's why, see, this is why
songs,
I, okay,
now,
that's, all right, now she gets muted. All right, this is why I created, this is why I created Fruity Tuesday, so she would have one day dedicated to just all her crappy music, so I wouldn't get terrorized like this every night. I can just play my song. Because it's all about her songs, right? And I that's why I dedicated one whole show, so I would alleviate this. Sorry, go ahead, Doc Snyder.
Can you have Bring Weapon Wednesday?
Bring Weapon Wednesday. That could be good. That could be a good one.
So
do you want to co-host with me
on Wednesday?
All right, bring weapons.
He's like a fucking AK-74, and that motherfucker. He got that shit destroyed because he like harassed some bitches and was like a dumbass, and I was so mad because I'm like, I paid for that shit, you know.
If you're shooting an AK-74, you make sure you're pointing that in the right direction. That's a fucking weird weapon.
I may be a white fucking like Russian American bitch, but I don't fuck around.
Well, if you got an AK-74,
you fire
enough
AK-74, you cook eggs on barrel, right?
Stop in front of the gun, man.
Away from him. I don't have it. I have a shotgun. I rock a fucking shotgun at home. You know, like an old school double barrel fucking shotgun. But I bought the AK-74 for my ex, and that motherfucker got himself some shit. And he got it
your ex has AK-54. Good job.
I was like,
do not
break
it up. Yeah, you're giving him weapon. This is good.
Just like the gun, her ex boyfriend must be imaginary.
AK-74, my god.
There is no 74.
Hey, you guys didn't even give her a chance to talk about that shotgun. It shoots bubbles and fucking
I fucking
just some other shit.
I fucking put that double barrel in my fucking pussy like
you know.
Anyway.
She put the double barrel on pussy. I like. Nice.
I think about my sexy motherfucking boyfriend, fame, whatever he is.
Oh, why don't you blow it away?
Girl, babe.
Come on.
That's the bathroom. That's not ice cube.
Jesus Christ! Who is on the toilet? Do you mind? I'm trying to do a fucking radio program here. All right, that's
Vince,
it. That's
I'm
it.
Sorry,
everybody.
Man. Vince, I'm sorry, man. I had to take a.
Everybody's getting a goddamn timeout. I've had enough of this. I'm getting a goddamn headache here. I'm trying to do a freaking radio show, and it's turned into audio spaghetti. And, yeah, all due respect to everybody, but I just can't think right now. So this is what we're going to do. We have about 5 minutes left. I got like 10 callers on the line. I'm just going to go down the board one by one. And we'll just say goodnight. Everybody chime in for one last time, get one final word in, and then we're going to wrap up this taco stand and get out of here. So speaking of tacos, we're going to start off with Goofy Bone. Of course, Goofy got his ass kicked yesterday, and he was bitch slapped in the chat room earlier, so he's pretty much demoralized at this point. But he's still with us. Goofy, any parting thoughts before we get out of here?
Exactly. You know, fuck all you people. Fucking Raiders, motherfuckers. Fuck the 49ers. Stop hating in the Bay. Much love to Vince in the Bay and twitter.com/goofybone. Hit me up, bitches. Peace!
There you have it. Goofy Boner in the building. And let's move on to Reefer. Reefer, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Pretty cool meeting Op, Gogo, Banaz, or
it's Op,
I can't remember the name.
Op No Pro.
Yeah, he's pretty legit. That Kishu, I want to know how much that AK-74 is. I would love to buy that.
No, it's gone. That's the thing, is that faggot fucking got it taken away from him. He was a dumbass, and he got it taken away from him. I paid like, I don't know, $600 for this shit. It wasn't that much, but the fact of the matter is...
Where did you get the AK-74?
In Arizona, Tucson, Arizona.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, but... piece of
shit. Also, Vince in the Bay. Glad that you're going to... I'm assuming you're going to affiliate, so I'm, like, really happy about that. And
hoping everybody checks that out.
Am I in a gang now? So, am I?
You're in the Raw News gang. Remember?
Oh, the Raw News. Oh yeah, the Raw News. Oh yeah, totally, man. Hit me up. Let me know when you need some contributions.
Yeah,
I'm happy to oblige. And you're always welcome on the panel here. It's always good to mix it up with you folks.
All right, yeah. Come follow me on Twitter. I'll send you some special secret messages.
What's your Twitter handle again?
Reefer R3APH3R.
Oh yeah, just like you have it in the chat room there, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfecto mundo. All right, Kyoto. Final thoughts.
I just want to let Keisha know that I do appreciate the photo of her vagina. And I was able to get hard enough to FAP, but I couldn't come. So I guess thanks for that. And I love you, Vince.
I love you too, Kyoto. Thanks for coming through, bro. Who else do we have here? Tyson, your final thoughts here.
It's got to be quick because I got to take another piss. But anyway, I just only wanted to know why Kishu needed to make it to Walgreens. Was it for a pregnancy test or to get beer?
Neither. It's to get food. OpNoPro, your final thoughts.
Mm-hmm. My final thoughts is if I could live in any country in cyberspace, it's going to have the country code 404.
Fuck yeah, I love it. Docs9, your final words, please. Docs9, do we lose you? Oh, man, is he there? Docs9, going once, going twice.
Docs1.
Oh, there he is.
Is it Docs347?
347. Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, your final thought.
I'd like to say to Sabu, I said you're on. I said they catch up with you, but please phone home.
Holy shit. All right, whatever, dude. Kishu, this is it. Your final thoughts. What do you got?
Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/KISHUZYKOVA, Kishu Zykova on Twitter. I'm outside your window, baby. I really am.
My God.
But,
she's a fed. She's a fed, by the way. She's on it.
I'm not a fed. I am fucking little. Will you stop that shit? I know you're trying to protect me, but I want to fucking live in a dangerous world. I want to fuck these fucking criminals, okay? God damn it. Anyway, I love you all. I love my baby boy, Nosebleed, the most. And that's all. That's all I have to say. Good night, friends. And click on Walgreens. I really need a fucking Gatorade. Thank you very much.
All right. You got it. All right. Thanks for coming out, everybody. That's Kishu Zykova, my co-host. And, yeah, that about wraps it up. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Good times around once again. It looks like this show has devolved into a show by criminals, for criminals, and about criminals. So I apologize if we've offended anybody with any of the content or subject matter. All whatever opinions are not those of, you know what I'm talking about. It's Vince of the Bay. I'm just kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome. It's good times, everybody. Hang in there. More good times are to come. The summer of lulls may be over, but an autumn wind is now upon us. So let's make the most of it, shall we? And shouts out to everybody in the chat room. Anonymous Zeke, Ariana Miss, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Cyber War News, Frank Rizzo, George Orwell, Ghost Pickles, Join Anonymous One, Kishu, Motormouth News, Old Brutus, Prison Reform Movement, Reefer, the Arachnid, Tyson, Milt, Mibbert, and Wendigo. Good times, everybody. That was a good show. I appreciate the love, everybody.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're back. Back in 2013, everybody, after that little quick diversion back to the Summer of Lulz. I encourage you, if you're intrigued by any of those clips, well, first of all, if you're one of the people that were bored by those clips, by all means, do not go back to the archives and seek out the rest, okay? But if your interest has been piqued, or if you haven't gone, maybe you were there and you don't remember it, or you want to go revisit it, all that shit's in my archives, dude. All the shit's in my archives. Go through there. You can go through the Summer of Lulz. That episode that you just heard the recordings from, those were taken right during the heart of the Op Bart protests. Op Bart was in full swing. Anonymous was kicking ass and taking names. Shit was popping, man. And those were heady days, bros, brothers. Heady days, brothers. And I'm excited. I'm really excited to have some more brothers join me here tonight, live now. We got 30 minutes left, a little bit over 30 minutes left to go. And so we're going to take calls. I got Ron Breinert, who's with me still. I also have I Has Candy on the board and Nigger Christ. They all form my panel. And we're going to add some more folks on here. We are now joined by from Russell Leak. Wait, hang on a second. Wait, what caller is this? Caller, you're on. You're just unmuted. Who's that? Oh no, that's Op No Pro. My bad. Sorry, got No Pro back too. My bad. Sorry, No Pro.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's Nigger Christ, Ron Breinert, Op No Pro, and I Has Candy. And now we're gonna add from the Wrestle League, Shmoop. Hey Shmoop, what'd it do? Hello?
This isn't Shmoop.
Oh shit, that's not Shmoop. Wait, is that Vert?
Yes it is.
Oh,
hey, Vert.
Okay. Shmoop hung up. Call back, Shmoop. Vert's here then. Hey, Vert, what's up, man?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out. You guys told me to call in, so I thought I would.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Of course, Vert of PayPal 14 fame. We're just commenting how you are getting dangerously close to being done with your 2-year ordeal with the powers of the being. How are you feeling about this?
It's not going to happen, unfortunately, from what I hear. No Pro, Vince, I love you guys.
Thank you, man. Same to you.
So
do you mean it's not going to happen? Are you going to cancel the hearing on the 31st?
No, it's not canceled. It's just, I don't even know how I should say it, but it's an all or nothing deal, and not all are agreeing with the deal, so we might end up going to trial.
Holy
good
shit.
Deal.
Oh, man, I hope that doesn't happen. God. Dude, it's been 2 fucking years, man. Can't people just fucking just figure it out?
Yeah, no, it's been almost 2.5 years.
Oh man, I feel so bad for you, man. I was so encouraged by this. We don't have to get into details, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to show up and see what's going on, and I'm going to ask you guys each individually. Are you guys going trick or treating?
Yes, we are, and we're taking your ass with us.
Oh shit, dude. I'm going to be stuck with these assholes saying, are you guys trick-or-treating to every poor soul they pass on the street? I guarantee it. It's going to be it's going to be terrible. Or not, allegedly, maybe not in reality. Anyways, it's whatever. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's Free Ball Friday, and I'm really excited to be here with Nigger Christ, Ron Breinert, Vert, and Opno Pro, and I think I have Scandi. You're still there, right? Or maybe not. Good. He's gone. All right, so... Oh, shit, he's there. Okay. Okay, so next I'm going to bring on... I think this might be Shmoop now. Let's see. Hey, Shmoop, is that you?
Might be Shmoop.
Hey, brother, what's going on, brother?
Not much, brother. What about you, brother?
Well, brother, I've got several brothers on the line with me, brother. Hey, brothers.
Hey, federal brothers?
Like, say hi to brother, brothers.
Hello, Shmoop.
Yo, bro.
What's going on, brother? How are you, brother?
Shmoop is gay.
Yeah, bro.
People in the chat room are saying you sound like a Jew, Shmoop. Do you have something to tell us? Brother?
Yeah. I hate Jews. They're not people.
But you're a Jew. Why do you hate yourself? Why are you self-hating a Jew?
Because they're not even people, dude.
No, I think you're a person, though, even though you're a Jew.
I mean, no, because Jews are just, they're not even people. I mean, they come from this country that belongs to a bunch of brown people, and they're just not even people.
Yeah.
They're actually just, you know, they just steal from people. They're like niggers. They steal from people. It's not very nice.
You know what might help?
Yeah, what might help, brother?
Well, brother, maybe you should ask those brothers, are you guys going trick-or-treating?
Yeah, are you guys going, I got a question to ask Ronald Breinert. Hey, Ronald Breinert, are you guys going trick-or-treating? Ronald.
Ron, are you there?
Probably not.
If you were to go trick or treating, what would you dress as, Ron?
AP Blake's girlfriend stole my costume idea, so I don't have anything.
Wait, whose girlfriend took your idea?
What would you dress as?
AP Blake.
Oh.
AP Blake.
Are you going to go with AP Blake's girlfriend?
No, his girlfriend, wow, Katie,
pretty,
Lebeau,
no, pretty gross.
Whatever her
Did
name
you guys
is.
Just hear that? He said it was AP Blake's girlfriend. Gross, bro.
She broke into my
she
house last night. She broke into
she
my
broke
house
into
last
your
night
house?
And stole my tinfoil
wow,
costume.
Man.
So I'm shit out of luck.
Oh, you I get it. You had a tinfoil costume. You alleged that she broke in and stole it. Got it.
Yeah, let's get out of luck.
S.
Drunk.
That sucks. All right, let's bring on another caller. I think we have Rebel on the line now. Hey, Rebel, are you guys going trick or treating?
I am. What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, brother. Welcome to the show. You're on live now with Nick Ron Reiner.
I think Ron's drunk.
Lucid to me.
Ronald, have you been drinking? Have you been drinking the Jew juice?
No, I'm not
Ronald,
drunk.
Are you guys going trick-or-treating?
No, I think we've... Well, hey, you know what? Let's ask everybody. Hey, Nigger Christ, trick-or-treating, yes or no? Hey, Nigger Christ, are you going trick-or-treating?
Going trick-or-treating.
Okay. Ron, we already covered you. You're not going trick-or-treating. Who else do we have here? Oh, Opno Pro, trick-or-treating or not?
No.
Okay, no trick-or-treating on Ron or Opno Pro. I has candy, trick-or-treating, yes or no?
Bitch, I'm going trunk-or-treating.
I don't even want to know. Let's see. Let's go to Rebel. Are you going trick or treat?
Unlike the Jews, I will be handing out candy this year instead of taking it. So no.
Okay. And then we have. Did I miss anybody? Oh, Shmoop, are you guys going trick or treating?
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. Are you guys going trick or treating?
I don't know. Hey, brothers,
Are
you guys going trick or treating?
Nope.
I'm only going if Ron's going.
Right, I'm only going if Ron's going, so I can just steal his candy.
So I want to get this
steal
straight.
Steal from other people because he's Jewish.
Vince, Ron's been trying
fucking
to get
Jewish.
On a radio show with Shmoop for 2 months now. He's finally got him, and he won't say a word.
No, they were on my show together like a couple weeks ago, dude. We tried this already.
Just the retardees, dude. That's why.
It failed. It was horrible.
He doesn't speak retardees.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris compels you.
Okay. So, Shmoop, Anonymous Sabu, what do you think of him?
I think that he, you know, talked all this big game of being an anarchist and overthrowing governments, blah, 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 and all of a sudden, you know, he gets in trouble and fucking... He changes his whole tune. In a sense, I think that it's his fault because, you know, if you're going to talk all that, you might as well back it up. But at the same time, you know, the way that this government plays is, you know, through scaring people. And that's exactly what they did. They threatened to put him away for 124 years. I mean, really, I see, you know, I'm not okay with what he did. But at the same time, you know, if you have a kid, that's a hard decision. That's not something that I would decide on because I wasn't in his position. But either way, I don't know. It's hard to say that fucking. It's just hard to fucking like say that he's a bad guy. I don't know, man. It's fucking. It's fucked. As you know, like
it's
yes,
complicated.
Yes,
I agree.
You know,
I empathize with you. I think it's not so black and white as people want to make it out to be.
Yeah, because you know this is the government. You know they play by scaring people. Dude. If you're gonna fuck with the U.S. government, you know you better get ready to get fucked with yourself. You know, that's what people don't take into consideration is that you know you're playing against a government that that doesn't play around and that fucking that. They will use the dirtiest shit and that they will throw on whatever charge they can, whatever makeup charge they can, just to fuck you. They're doing it to Weave. They're doing it to Hammond. They're doing it to every quote-unquote cyber criminal they can get their hands on.
Right on.
My take on it. It's not as black and white as you say, because, I mean, as far as Sabu snitching, I don't agree with that one fucking bit, you know. And it's hard to say because I'm not in his position, and people are like, well, you know, if you had 124 years, well, if you're going to talk all that, you got to realize what the fuck you're saying, too. Like, you know, this isn't some game where, you know, like, hey, guys, we're going to go, you know, go try and make social change today against people who have kept it this way for fucking years now. You know, it's not some game, and it's not going to happen overnight. So I don't think Sabu understood that.
Yeah, and you know what bothers me? Part of the reason why I'm doing this show is kind of like a history lesson for new Anons, really. I think there's just a lot of new fags that are throwing around the Anon name, and it's just kind
of
like you sign up
and
there's like a checklist, and you're supposed to hate Anonymous Sabu, you're supposed to, you know, worship Jan, you're supposed to do all this and that, and it's kind of, and I don't think a lot of these kids even know why they're supposed to hate Hector.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, it's not that I hate
him. Right. Shmoop, I have a question for you. Are you guys going trick or treating, brother? All right, I think we lost Shmoop. Oh well. Let's take more calls. Block yep. number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh well.
Hey, Ron. How's it going?
Oh, God. It's Nick Knack, everybody. Ron, Nick Knack has some words for you. Go ahead, Nick.
Ron, is it true in Israel they go trick-or-taking? I'm just on Wikipedia right now. I also just finished watching your Ron Brin video on YouTube. That was amazing. Thanks for doing that for us. How long did it take to write that song?
Sorry, he doesn't speak retardies.
Now, hang on, let him talk. Go ahead, Ron.
How many songs have you ever written about you?
Me? I write songs about me all the time.
Yeah, but no one else wrote a song about you, right?
Ron, are you going trick-or-treat?
I think it's 1 point, Ron.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he won the argument because, no, I'm sorry. I subscribe to the Brooks Bain school of once you argue with somebody and you frustrate them to the point where they start insulting you with ad hominem attacks, that means you win.
He didn't answer the question. He never answered the question. Are you guys going
to... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He still wins.
But the fact is he never answered the question, are you guys going to trick-or-treating?
He's busy, Shmoop. He's swatting someone.
It's also, he's swatting people, and, I mean, he's Jewish. I mean, Jews can't ever win, dude. I mean, once you're Jewish, you just, like, -3 points right there just for being Jewish.
All right, that's it. That's enough.
Yeah.
Two minutes. You know, I can deal with the Jewish shit. It's fine. I hate the Jews, too. It's all good. But I think you crossed the line at swatting. I don't appreciate joking about swatting in any context. I don't care who it is about. So that's 2 minutes to Rebel and Shmoop. And we're going to go to the lines. We got another caller here. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ben.
Uh-oh. Is that Kishu?
Yeah. I'm kind of sleepy, but I'm here.
Hey, Kishu, how are you doing?
I'm good. Mad at you for obvious reasons, but we'll just...
Hey, let's not talk about that here, though. Let's not talk about that here.
You are horrible, just so you know.
It's okay. Let's just move on. We're not hanging out in 2013 right now. We're going back to the golden days of the summer of lulls. You were posted up on my futon in my room, like fucking Jabba the Hutt, barking out orders to me and Sabu and Shari Wong. Like, I swear to God, every day I would wake up and it'd be like you on some sort of conference call with Shari Wong's on your computer and fucking Sabu on your phone. It was fucking it was amazing. How did you pull that off?
I'm just awesome like that. You know, love troll. As Dick Burns would say, back in the day.
That's right. Kishu Zykova was one of the premier heart trolls. She pretty much invented heart trolling. She kind of coined the term, and she goes down in heart troll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've talked to Xavier, a.k.a. Sabu, though. I got really close with him, and I still, you know, definitely care a lot about him. And, you know, I hope that if he ever does get sentenced, that, you know, he doesn't get anything harsh, obviously. And, you know, a lot of people are so against him and hate him and, you know, think that he did all this horrible stuff, but... You know, me being a parent, I would have done the same thing, even though at the same time he probably shouldn't have been doing what he was doing to begin with, but he did, and, you know, he made a choice, and it sucks, you know, but at the same time, I mean, I guess he's paying for it now, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. I think everybody's dying to ask you this. Do you still have Hector's dick pics?
Of Hector, of Xavier, that I will never release ever.
Not even in a tell-all book put on by HarperCollins?
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, thought about it so many times, you know. Thought about it so many times. But I just don't know if I could do it. I just really don't know if I can do it because that's really the only thing that I have, you know, that I guess is like keeping my loyalty to him, you know. So he knows that, you know, I'm still on his side in a sense.
Yeah. And so obviously in this online hacker troll community, that's kind of an unpopular opinion and a point of view to have. How do you feel about people? Do people criticize you? Because I know you've been kind of quiet on Twitter at least. Is that just because you're busy with real life stuff, or did people ever come at you at all, or what was your experience?
I had a bunch of people try to come after me. It was all like petty stuff, you know, prank calls and, you know, stuff like that. But I mean, it was for about 3 months. I guess it was pretty hardcore, I guess you could say. And, you know, it wasn't anything that really got out of control too much, but, you know, it was definitely annoying, to say the least. But since then, you know, I don't think anybody really cares that much anymore, you know. I think that, like you said, it's kind of old news now, you know. Everybody's, you know, on to the next new thing, I guess. But, you know, everybody knows that. At least I think everybody knows that. And I kind of, you know, went off and left the internet in a sense. And ever since then, you know, I guess since I haven't been involved, maybe that's why I don't hear as much anymore. And maybe if I was more involved, I would hear more. You know, looking at your chat is kind of funny. But, you know, I don't know. I don't think anybody really cares anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the people that care are old fags who already rage quit on Anonymous as it is because they've already been disenfranchised by it. So all you have left right now is this scene where it's just a bunch of new fags that don't even know who Hector is. And, you know, they're just kind of like wandering around like chickens with their heads cut off. And you're right. The people that should care don't give a fuck anymore, and they've kind of moved on. And there's still some people out there that are ragey. Like I mean, just me announcing this on this show, you know, people, you know, I still get, oh, fuck Sabu, blah blah blah, and I've trolled people with Free Sabu, you know, the Free Sabu hashtag and stuff. And it's at first it gets. Maybe there's a little shock value, but then for the most part, people just, you're right, they just don't give a fuck. It's because ultimately he's just going to be seen as like another Adrian Lamo, another, you know, informant type that, you know, that's going to be out there again, probably writing books, probably doing speaking engagements, maybe. I don't know. I mean, that's from what I remember of him. He was very, I mean, he wanted to be famous. I mean, come on, am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely did, you know. I mean, he, at the time, he said he had a book, you know, like half wrote already. And,
bro, you cannot kill an idea.
But, I mean, he's an amazing person, you know, and a lot of people don't know the side that I knew of him. So I guess when I, you know, come on the show or whenever, you know, I've been in chats with him, you know, about him and stuff, it's hard to explain because nobody's going to, you know, ever really understand the, you know, Sabu, which I didn't even, you know, really know him as Sabu. I knew him as Xavier, you know. And it's just a little different for me. So, you know, I knew him as a father and, you know, just a good person that, you know, was very caring. You know, I don't know how many times he was trying to get me to leave Twitter and kind of get out of that scene because you know, he didn't want anything bad to happen to me. So, you know, it's just hard to explain, I guess, the type of person that I saw compared to the type of person that the public eye sees, I guess. Did you dive in?
Yeah, that just sounded like a bunch of bullshit to me.
I just killed Vince. You're on mine now.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? I don't know. What keeps happening to Vince? It's like the third time this has happened.
He's going as he calls it, the green room with random people. Probably having phone sex while
we're
talking.
Get a snake on. He's an asshole. He done lied to me.
Aww. You know, Vince and I go way back, though. Before I ever even, you know, was involved with Xavier or Sabu or any of this, I used to co-host on Vince's show, and it was a lot of fun.
Was he a fuckboy back then, too?
He was about the same, yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. We had a lot more fun back then, though. I wasn't so boring. But, anyways,
Motherfucker on some pussy ass shit.
Funny, we took over his show.
Land of the Black Messiah. Going to spend all damn week working on making this song perfect because he said it was going to be on this show. But then last minute, I sent him the song. Then all of a sudden, I get up on the show and he say, oh, no, we ain't doing that. You a lie. You a lie, man. Fuck the Black Messiah. You don't treat a nigga who is willing to make you a song like that. It is disrespectful and it is rude.
So play it.
I can't play it. I don't got the material to play.
Vince is going to play my song before he plays anybody else's song. He's going to play Akishu's song. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I don't send that to him. I don't send him my song over the fucking private messaging thing. I don't send him that. He said earlier this week he would be playing it on Friday's show. If I got it to him, I got it to him. And now all of a sudden he ain't doing it.
Okay, since Vince is not here, I am going to play Celine Dion.
Let's not play Celine Dion. Let's not at all.
I'm going to.
I don't know why the chat is so angry. Chat, why are you so angry?
Because you're filling us full of bullshit.
What? Filling you guys full of bullshit? What did
he
I
say? He just called you out. He just called
Nobody
you out.
Nobody cares anymore? That's about it. A snitch, a loving snitch. Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad you think Sabu is such a great guy. Hope you guys are happy together.
Well, shit, you know,
I'm
a snitch.
I'm actually married now, you know.
Are y'all mad at me for being a snitch?
I feel sorry for your dude.
I just don't understand, like, everybody thinks that he's, you know, such a snitch and blah, blah, blah. I mean, he did what he needed to do to save his ass. You know, for his girls.
Yeah, well, I do it for fun.
Okay, but listen, okay? Now, apparently what he's doing, you know, doesn't have anything to do with, like, singled out people like the Anonymous thing did. Like, he's actually doing something for good now, you know? And, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody can think whatever they want to think. I'm always going to have my opinion, and everybody else is always going to have their own opinion. So it really doesn't even matter.
You know what? You know what? Fucking don't play the song. That song is too good for your two-bit blog talk-ass show. It is too good for you, Vince. You are a pussy. And this song is too damn good for your dumb-ass show.
Probably.
Yeah. And Vince, you don't get bitches either. You don't get pussy.
Okay. Hush. I'm talking to the chat now.
Tell the blame aside to hush.
Yes.
I got a cock slap a hoe.
Hush.
Girl.
Yes, the whole he did illegal shit, that was pretty stupid, okay? It was pretty stupid. But everybody makes mistakes like that, you know?
Yeah,
okay,
I do
really,
all the time.
I'm not really doing too. I'm now, like, I'm myself telling myself in my head, you're full of shit. So I really don't have a good, you know, there's no good excuse for doing illegal shit, but,
sure there is. You can do illegal shit for the right reasons.
All right, shut up, fucking I am, Candy. I'm sick of your shit, dude. All right, we got to wrap this show up here pretty quick. We're almost done.
What happened to you, Vince?
Oh, dude, I was screening calls. We're gonna.
You just disappeared and left me with all these crazy fuckers.
I know. It's just a new cast of fucked up retards, you know, calling into my show every night. You know how it is.
I'm not Mercedes.
At least I'm honest.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, please, Vince.
Okay, everybody's getting muted. We're going to go do a quick final thought. In those final thoughts, we're going to bring on new callers. So I'm going to start with Becky from Indiana. Welcome. What's up?
No, save me for last.
Jesus Christ. Loki, you're on.
Hey, David.
Hey, Loki, welcome to the show. We've got only a couple minutes to go. Your thoughts, Sabu?
My thoughts, Sabu. Sabu did a great thing. He pissed off Anonymous. He pissed off Skids Worldwide. He pissed off little guys who thought they were revolution. I think we should erect a statue next to, the Washington Monument, duck face and all.
That's fucking badass. Good answer. Adam O., final thoughts.
Oh, fuck Sabu. Nobody gives a fuck. He can rot. Nobody cares. Let
he
me
can
shoot
next
him.
To Chelsea. I mean, Bradley Manning, bitch ass, because he did something, too.
He'll go down in history like
Loki, you got your final thoughts already. You're going on timeout, Loki. Sorry, I had to do it, man. You got your final thoughts. Adam, quickly.
Yeah, he's going down just like Lamo did in history. Just a snitch. That's it.
All right.
Fucking
appreciate the call.
Failure. Yeah.
Oh, Adam, appreciate it. Kishu, final thoughts.
Lamo's kind of attractive, too. I can't lie. I would have hit it. Maybe I just do like snitches.
That's what's up. I'm glad to hear you back. Don't be such a stranger, okay?
I won't. I love you, Vince. And just let me know when the show is, okay? I will.
You were awesome tonight. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
No problem.
We got no pro. Final thoughts. Pro. Final thoughts. No
Very
pro.
Opinionated show tonight.
You're correct, sir. Let's go. I have Candy. Final thoughts.
Snitches for life, bitch.
All right, appreciate the call. Ron Brynard, final thoughts.
I guess if Sabu's out there, I guess you're listening to a show where not everybody completely hates you. So that's something.
Right on. Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
Yeah, you had done fucked me over the last time. That's some bullshit. I'm worked all week making you that song. And then you done fucked me over like that at the last minute. You're going to fuck yourself.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call, Nigger Christ. We got at the buzzer, block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Ron Brynard's crazy.
Your car door is open. Okay, fine. Final thoughts. Caller from 352 on screen. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo.
Hi. Who's that?
Seven sucks, man.
Huh?
Sabu sucks.
All right. Appreciate the call. Becky from Indiana.
You need to go into overtime with this cast. We need to go into overtime.
All right, fine. We'll go into overtime. All right. Thanks for coming out, everybody. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, come on, Vince. What the fuck?
Oh. Vert, final thoughts.
Yeah, no. Go trick-or-treating. Fuck all you people that said they weren't. And, this chick definitely isn't lonely if she wants a boo and fucking lame-o.
All right, folks. That's Vert. I'm Vince in the Bay. Thanks for coming out. Thank you, everybody who listened live. We're going to go into overtime, and we'll finish things up in a minute. I got to pee like a racehorse. And I got a shit ton of people that called in at the last minute that probably want to talk. So if you called in and you're on hold and you haven't talked or you only talked for a second, stay tight. Sit tight. We're going to go into overtime. We'll take it as deep as we have to. But before we do that, I got to tinkle, screen some calls, and we'll keep blobbity bloobiting about Anonymous Sabu, a.k.a. Hector Mazza, blobbity gabbity jabbity boobity, who, of course, I did not. Now, I'm getting some fucking heat from Nigger Christ for his bullshit. So, Nigger Christ, if you stick it out in overtime, I'll see what I can do about queuing up your bullshit. But you got to fucking give me a minute, dude. You can't just fucking send me something on the fly before I fucking do a show that was entirely dedicated to somebody other than you. I'm sorry if Vincent the Bay's universe does not fucking revolve around Nigger Christ. Excuse me, okay? How dare you, though, come on my show and demand that I play that I play your song? I don't care if it's dedicated to me or not. I've been planning this goddamn Sabu show since fucking a month ago, and at the last minute, some fucking fake ass wigger is gonna come into my fucking broadcast and demand on fucking site that I'm just gonna fucking adhere to his whims and play his stupid fucking wigger ass lame ass stupid unfucking comprehensible rap bullshit. No, you're lucky I fucking put your ass on the air. You're a fail wigger, and I'm tired of it, dude. Okay. You're lucky I fucking play any of your music. I don't care if you dedicate shit to me or fucking, you know, Allah. It doesn't matter, dude. You're not fucking getting the point. I'm not – Vincent the Bay is not your personal fucking radio show, okay? If Anonymous isn't your personal army, Vince is not your personal radio show, okay? Expect me, fucking Nigger Christ. Now I'm going to play a song dedicated to Sabu. All right. Hey, Kishu, are you still there?
Hello. Kishu?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. So, you remember that show that we just... Now, you wanted to dedicate a song to Boo on that show. Do you remember what song that was?
It was either that Chopper in the Car song, or it had to be Super Bass. Because that was a song I always dedicated to him, Nicki Minaj.
I know. I played Super Bass on the show before. But that night, I was not able to play the Chopper in the Car song.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it now. I'm fulfilling a request over 2 years later. So, Nigger Christ, if you are patient, I'll eventually get to your request. See? Vincent the Bay does come through eventually. So here it is, Lil Wayne featuring Rick Ross, Chopper in the Car, dedicated to Anonymous Sabu. BRB.
Bulldog, my motherfucking pet. I pointed at you and tell that motherfucker fetch. I'm fucking her good, she got her legs on my neck. I can push him out and ass, call that bitch triple threat. When I was in jail, she let me call her collect. But if she get greedy, I'ma starve her to death. Top down, it's upset. Been fucking the world and nigga, I ain't come yet. You fuck with me wrong, I knock your head off your neck. Flight too long, I got a bed on a jet. The guns are drawn and I ain't talking about a sketch. I pay these niggas with a reality check. Prepared for the worst, but still praying for the best. This game is a bitch, I got my hand up a dress. The money don't sleep, so we just can't rest. And AK-47 is my fucking address.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car.
Yeah, load up the choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit them niggas where it hurts. If I die today, remember me like John Lennon. Barrett and Louis, I'm talking all brown linen.
Big black nigga,
in the icy watch. Shoes on the coupe, bitch, I got a Nike shop. Count the profits, you could bring them in the Nike box. Grinding in my Jordans, kick them off, they might be high. Swish, I'm swimming in the yellow bitch. In the red 9-11, looking devilish. Red bean make a bitch, nigga, sit down. Thought it was bulletproof till he got hit the fifth gun. Drop palm all up in a nigga dope. Make it come back even harder than before. Baby, I'm the only one that pays your car note. Well connected, got killers off in Chicago. I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car.
Yeah, load up the chopper back in December 31st. Roll up in cotton and hit them niggas where it hurts. If I die today, remember me like John Lennon. Barrett and Louis, I'm talking all brown linen, huh? Talk stupid, get your head popped. I got that Esther, bitch, I'm Red Fox. Big B, Red Sox. I get money to kill time, dead clock. You fucking with a nigga who don't give a fuck. Empty the clip, then roll the window up. Pussy nigga sweet, you nigga spin a bun. I'm in a red bitch, she say she finna come. 200 thou on the chain, I don't need a peek. That banana clip, let your key to speak. Dark shade, easy E. Five letters, YMCMV. Bitch ass nigga, pussy ass nigga. I see you looking what you looking at, nigga. You know the rules, kill them all and keep moving. If I die today, it be a holiday.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car, so don't make it come alive.
Yeah.
Rip your ass apart, then I put myself together. YMCMB, double M, we rich forever. The bigger the bullet, the more that bitch gon' bang. Red on the wall, Basquiat when I paint. Red Lamborghini till I gave it to my bitch. My first home invasion, Poppy gave me 43. Son of a bitch, then I made a great escape. Ain't it funny, mama only son be baking cake. Pull up in the sleigh, hop out like a Santa Claus. Niggas gather round, got gifts for each and all of y'all. Take it home and let it bubble, that's a double up. If you get in trouble, that just mean you fucking up. It's a cold world, I need a bird to cut it up. I call the plays, motherfucker, huddle up.
I'm not a star, somebody lied. I got a chopper in the car.
You are tuned to the Vince in the Bay Radio Network. I am Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to slowly bring everybody back on. I'm going to start with Ron Briner. Ron, welcome back to the show. Ron, hey there.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so Ron, you heard that track. That was a selection for Sabu by Sabu. What do you think? You're a hip hop aficionado. What are your thoughts?
I'm a big time Lil Wayne fan, so it's a cool song.
Right on. Nigger Christ, Lil Wayne and Rick Ross, what do you think?
Yeah, that's when Wayne actually had some talent. That was pretty. Talk what you said a few minutes ago, though. I got something to say. It ain't about me being entitled to have my song. It's about this week. I asked if you wanted me to have that song on your Friday broadcast. You said yeah. I spend all week making it good for you. Then I bring it on. And it ain't about the song. I don't even want you to play the song anymore. It's about that you think that is the right way to treat someone that will come up on here and make you some content to play and debut on your show. That is not right to treat someone that way, have to make a deal with them, and then just go back last minute. That is not right.
All right, Jesus Christ, send me the fucking song.
No, I deleted the song. You don't get it now. I'm putting it on SoundCloud and sharing it with the whole world. You don't get it anymore. You've done lost the privilege to debut this song on your show.
Look, I fucked up, nigger Christ. Please, for the love of God, send me the fucking song.
Nah, I'll send you the SoundCloud link once it's up. I done sent you the song already, but I deleted that mega link, so you better download it already.
I don't do mega links, dude. Just fucking put it on YouTube. Please, just put it on YouTube.
Fuck YouTube. No one uses YouTube. I use SoundCloud. All
right, put it on SoundCloud and make it downloadable.
Will do.
Okay, let's bring back No Pro. Is that you or is that Vert? No Pro?
I'm self-muted, so not
oh.
me.
Oh, Vert. Vert's there. Kishu, you're back.
Hi.
Yeah. We also right. have...
I'm cooking a burrito in my microwave.
Now, speaking of yes. of the Summer of Lulls, when you were... and your occupation of my apartment. Remember back we had the opportunity of I've had during that time. Those were some heady days. I just want to say, first of all, those were some heady days. I mean, it got kind of wild. I think at one point I had both. I think at one point I had both Kishu and O Adam O in my bed.
You did. You did.
And to rekindle.
We broke into your apartment.
Yeah, you guys broke into my house and slept
he,
in my bed.
He jumped the fence and broke in, like, your window and everything. It was awesome.
Yeah, and he's here now. This is your life, Kishu. Welcome back, O Adam O.
I know.
Peppers.
What's up, O Adam O?
How's it going, Vincent?
I'm doing fantastic, O Adam O.
How have you been, Kishu?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
How's the hubby?
Yeah. He's good. He's sleeping away right next to me and set my burrito right here on his butt. So, anyway.
That sounds delicious.
And I have a dog and a cat and some turtles and some guinea pigs now. So,
what?
A big zoo, a big family over here. Right? And the baby's doing good. She's not a baby so much anymore. She started preschool. So,
nice.
Yeah. Good touch. Everything's going good.
Cool. Me and Kishu were just chatting about
Of course, Adam and Kishu were part of Operation BART. They both participated in the festivities.
That was a good time.
Those were heady days. Adam, what were your thoughts about Sabu in those days?
Oh, man. He was just... he got way too much attention for my liking, you know. He was just a megaphone. You know how that goes, Vince. Your megaphones.
Even back then, I don't think you really cared for him much, did you?
Nah, you know, I don't like the ego fag kind of thing. So, you know, I don't broadcast my handles except for my personal one that I use. That I have a face to.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he, you know, he was cool for if you needed to get some word out. You needed help with an op. Stuff like that. I mean, he was definitely cool with opening new blood, and he liked teaching kids. He loved schooling up some of the younger cats.
Well, that's always what he said he wanted to do, was actually become a teacher for kids, you know?
Yeah, so I had respect for him for that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of shit going on around him, a lot of suspicions and fucking... He was popping up in every IRC channel on the freaking planet, just lurking.
Yeah. I think he's probably still lurking.
Oh, really? He is. Yeah, he, you know, I was in preparation for this show. I went back and, like, tried to hunt down all the logs I could find with him in them. And, of course, the ones
along with mine. Nice try.
I found, I found the the logs from that were published in The Guardian and on Wired, I think it was originally. And, you know, he was essentially a lurker in his own fucking IRC. Like, you know, you look at these chat logs, and it's just basically like Tifo, Joe Pie, Storm, Topiary, Kayla, all those guys are chatting away and hanging out. And Sabu is just, he's just, you know, he's lurking. He's just sitting there. And every once in a while, he'll pop in, and you can tell, oh, he's making the rounds. And he makes the rounds in his own fucking chat. I thought it was hilarious. Like, I think he's just always on the move. I don't think he's ever settled in anywhere. He's kind of like a vagabond, you know?
Yeah, I remember he dropped my name in a channel. I got so mad, I had to burn a nick. I just exited and left.
So you got burned by Sabu, too. So you have personal beef.
Yeah, it's kind of like what he did to Hammond, just dropped my name. It felt like he was trying to connect my nick to Adam. I just, you know, left the channel, laughed and said, I'm out of here. So I was like, fuck, that nick's gone, thanks. That was courtesy.
I hate when that happens, but you know who loves when that happens? You know who loves when that happens? Loki. Loki loves that. He's pro Sabu. Free Sabu. Hey, Loki, you're back.
Free Sabu, burn Hammond, burn Manning. I'm all for it.
My paisano, Loki. Love you.
I love you too, but you ain't got the duck lip that Sabu has. They're the only ones that turn me on.
How you been,
Vince? I've been talking to you in like a week.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I've got to sleep in today. I relaxed. I took my time putting together the show today. And it's going off pretty well. Unfortunately, I can't satisfy everyone. And what can I do? But we're here. I'm just hashing out the old times, you know, back in that summer of lull, Loki. Where did you ever encounter Sabu online in any of these channels?
No, I stayed away from the only interaction with IRC or any form of these channels was I was on Game Surge playing Counter-Strike. Other than that, no. The closest I came to was one reply from the LOLSEC Twitter, and then I was immediately blocked, which tends to happen an awful lot. I mean, Stephen A. Smith blocked me, Spike Lee blocked me, Bill Ma. I don't get a chance to have fun anymore. No interaction with him.
Yeah, that's how it is, man. It's the life of a troll, dude. You have to wear your blocks and stuff as a badge of honor.
Oh, I do, because the blocking's the best part. And it's like, I always tell, I'm not a typical troll, because I actually know what I'm talking about. Unlike these idiots who fucking are like, oh, Bradley Manning's a champ. You don't know what you're talking about. But, oh, shit. My headphones are falling off. I love it. I think the best person that has ever blocked me, I mean, I started on Twitter just mostly following sports figures because I'm a sports nut. So the best person to ever, ever block me was Skip Bayless.
Oh, bravo. I hate Skip Bayless, dude.
Oh,
I hated that guy. You know what? He antagonized us here in the Bay Area. Are you familiar with the San Jose Mercury News?
No, but I do know he hates the Bay Area because I used to watch First Take a lot.
Oh, dude, he used to work out here. He was a columnist for the Mercury News for a little while, and he was just the most fucking, he was the biggest douchebag ever. I hated him. He's pompous. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about, and he thinks he's fucking just God, dude, and it's so fucking hilarious, man. And I think he might have blocked me, too. I don't know, because I remember going after him at one point on Twitter, because he just fucking pisses me off. But he, so he hates the Bay Area, huh? That's probably because the Bay Area fucking kicked his bitch ass to the curb.
I hate when him and Stephen A. Smith are on First Take together, because it's like watching two retarded people slap fight. It's terrible. So who was on your show today? Who was all anti-Sabu? I didn't get the voices of who was who.
Anti-Sabu.
All the people
everybody
calling
but
and everything.
Me.
Everybody and but Kishu. Yeah. Everybody but Kishu and you. Everybody else hates Sabu.
Here's the thing. I'm not really pro-Sabu. I just like to piss off idiots. They want to say, oh, he's a snitch, wah, wah, wah. And I think maybe you have this discussion about snitches, that you can't pick and choose your snitch you like and dislike. A snitch is a snitch through and through, whether it's snitching on the government or snitching on your neighbor or snitching on someone he helped. It does not matter. You are a snitch one way or another. You either hate them because you can't trust them, whether, you know, Snowden, he's a snitch, you can't trust him. I wouldn't trust him in my life. Or you hate them all, plain and simple.
I disagree. Whistleblowing and leaking secrets of government doing fucked up shit to help the mass majority of people is way different than snitching out somebody just trying to get out of your own trouble.
First off, what did anyone show that the government was doing wrong? Let's go to Bradley Manning. Now, no one ever had given me full information of any of these files. There's way too many of them, and I can't sit through. From my understanding from people who have read them when they were released, that the main thing is there's a video I've seen on LiveLeaks. It's a video from the helicopter shooting what looked like terrorists, and then they said there were Reuters correspondents with them. That was one thing, correct? That was the Bradley Manning leak?
Yeah. Shooting for the Reuters, journalists.
Yeah, well, civilians were shot.
Civilians and journalists.
Weren't terrorists.
No kids.
There was no confirmation they were terrorists, just like there's no confirmation they were actual Reuters correspondents. And if they were,
there were other soldiers that were shown on the video saving civilians because they were being shot at by the... I mean, like, that's completely wrong.
It doesn't matter either way. You're saying, oh, these guys were shot. First off, when you're in a helicopter like that and you don't have facial recognition, you can't tell. I've seen the video. You cannot tell what they are holding or what it is. Secondly, that shit happens more. They do that more to their own people than American military has done to them. So there's no outrage over that.
You're irrelevant. You're coming on here.
That's not irrelevant. That's the same fucking thing.
You just got called out. You said that everyone was being shot at was terrorists, when that's not true. There were civilians in that video, and American soldiers risked their lives against their own troops shooting at them to protect them from being shot at. So, I mean, like, you're completely wrong on that.
I'm not wrong, because even if they were, say they were getting shot at and so Americans were saving them, the thing is, the people in that chopper do not know. The Americans that were there, they were not there to tell them, don't do this, it's not it. They get their go from back at base based on what they see. They can't be hesitant. I don't know if you've been in a war zone. I personally haven't, but I have family members who have. And they have to go on what they see. Cannot
hesitate. Does it? Now, that doesn't count. If your dog or your dad or your mom or someone else is in a war zone, that's not you. So...
Well, first off, it does count because, first off, I'm a history and war major, so I studied it since I could fucking read. Secondly, my brother just got back from the Marines. I am. Look, first off, you're another fucking typical retard who thinks, oh, the government's so bad.
No, I'm not.
Just stop.
Stop.
It's okay. Everyone's allowed to be wrong. I'm wrong half the time, too. However, just because I wasn't there doesn't mean I don't know. I have grown up with this. My family has been ingrained in the military. So
you're
not going to sit here and tell me I don't know.
So you're the black swan or the black duck in the family, the one of the two.
Pretty much, yeah. I was too fat to join the military. I spent more time playing defense than offensive line. But, yeah, I was too fat to join the military.
I don't know about that because my husband's in the Army. And I've seen some fat guys at PT when I drop them off sometimes.
But that's the thing is they went Army. Army's a little more lenient. I was either going Marines or Air Force if I wanted to go, but I ended up – it was kind of a combination of being fat and a combination of, man, that's
Loki,
a lot of
Loki,
money.
Loki. Go back to what the fuck we were talking about, man.
We can go back
that
to it. That's fine.
It's the same as Bradley Manning snitching.
It is.
That's what
Bradley
you're saying,
Manning
right?
Snitch. Bradley Manning is
okay, what about,
simple, just like
can I say something, guys? Can I say something that's Sabu related here? I really, truly believe that he got involved with what he was doing because he wanted to work for the Fed. I think that was his only way he saw in, and I think that's what he did.
No, that's completely wrong. Sabu got involved because he wanted to make a difference, got caught, and ratted people out. Plain and simple.
I don't know.
He fucked
I really
up.
Don't
There's
know.
Nothing around it. There's no, you can
actually,
because I really contemplate that sometimes, because I, like I said, I know him personally, and I don't know, you know, maybe you're right, but there's definitely parts of me that think that he did this for a reason, because that's what he wanted, you know. I think that things probably didn't work out.
His pants
exactly
and the
dude
around his
too.
Dick was pretty much it. He got caught, plain and simple.
Yeah, I think once he got caught, then he was like, oh, shit, maybe I can make some money being a Fed. And
yeah.
That went on.
That's probably when I realized to him, shit, maybe I can turn over and make some good money now.
Yeah, and
well,
get out of
I'm more,
prison while I'm at it.
I'm more curious to know if Sabu's done anything more than just snitching. I mean, I'm kind of skeptical about this Silk Road claim, but I wonder if the, you know, the government's using him to fuck with Syria or any of the other foreign
countries. Yeah, I think you're onto something there, dude. I think you're onto something there.
I don't know. You know what? That's a little too tinfoil-y for me. Like, I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility. No. Wait. Let me finish. I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility. I'm not naive enough to believe that could not happen. But Sabu to fuck with Syria? I mean, you think they might have used someone a little smarter, maybe?
Skilled.
Or who
right.
There's a lot more people
pictures?
Skilled than him.
Well, who's more skilled than him in going after other countries? I mean, as far as I know, he's pretty much the most accomplished hacker as far as doing that against foreign states tonight that I'm aware of.
KY
he's
Anonymous?
The only one that's publicly docked.
Oh, come on. Okay.
The
right.
Guy
so,
don't
so,
get caught, you know?
There. He's like, you're
true.
Right. Can I get fucking control of my own goddamn show for a second? Jesus Christ.
Take control.
Okay. Okay. That's enough, right? All right. I think that you both have points. Loki, I think you're right. I think on many levels, Hector is clumsy and he's not the asset. He's not the asset that a lot of people want to play him out to be. But he is an asset, obviously, or else he wouldn't be continuing to so obviously he's good enough to be on the team. He might not be a fucking first stringer, but he's good enough to be on the squad, you know what I mean?
No, yeah. He's an asset in some way because he was in the scene. He was in deep
yeah.
with a bunch of people. He has info. And that's why everyone's spazzing. Look,
yeah.
The government – sorry, I was chewing on something. The government, everyone thinks, is this big, massive moron. They're not dumb. They're saving him. He has something they wanted. They're saving him for something bigger against Anonymous or the Internet or something.
They're
he's
still dumb.
No, they're not dumb. They're smarter than you. That's why they're the government. They're smarter than you. That's why there's guys that work there. That doesn't go to all of them, but if you were so smart, you could do something outsmart the government and make it a big deal. But you can't. That's the difference.
I don't know. Remember
they
that phone call that got leaked with them talking about Chari Wong, the feds from Europe?
Oh, that's a whole fucking
US.
Hard thing to
yeah,
do.
I'm saying
they don't know about, so fuck
off. You got a phone call. Like, come on. Something that
no,
needs
I'm not
to
saying
change.
A phone call. I'm talking about the feds talking on the phone call. They're fucking dumb.
They're
it's
not dumb.
Not
everybody, the thing is, you mistake stupidity for a misstep. Just because you did it once doesn't make them dumb. It makes it, oh, I got lucky here. Do it again and again and again and again and start proving that they're dumb. Don't sit here and say, oh, I did this. They're stupid. You're not smarter. You're not better. That's the thing is.
You want to bet?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not.
I
betting.
Do want to bet. Go ahead.
All right.
Prove me wrong. Prove me that the government's dumb. I really want you to do it.
After
maybe while you're
well
at it.
Done, I will show you what I've done while being banned from doing it.
I don't care what you've done. I want you to do this now. Well, not now, obviously, but I want you to prove to me that you're smarter than the government. While you're at it, maybe you can overthrow Obama, too, because that's totally plausible.
Oh, now. God, yeah. No, that would be awesome, Loki. I love
that would
beard.
Be awesome. My beard is glorious. You can touch it one day. I'd let you touch it.
Hell yeah.
Vince, you
want to
touch
well,
my beard?
I look forward to that day.
Then.
So anyway, you're saying Snowden is the same too then? So Snowden.
I think Vince died on us again.
No, yeah. I'm not saying that Snowden's heart is in the right place and what he's doing is wrong, but his snitch is a snitch. For all intents and purposes, they're snitching. I don't buy this whistleblower bullshit. It's like putting a you know, a bow on a turd. That's all it is.
No, I think that's the reason they created the laws protecting whistleblowers, because...
Well, yeah. There's laws protecting, but the thing is, I actually... Don't hate me for this, because I know a lot of people don't like Reddit, but I was on Reddit today. I was actually reading something real interesting. I love reading Reddit comments, because you just get... I like reading what other people think. There was a big talk on revolutions. And a lot of it made good sense, because you think about it. These whistleblowers are out to... They're trying to help the people. They're trying to show them that things are not all peachy keen in the government. And then you get things like Anonymous, and then LulzSec, and all these people who want to revolt and create a revolution. But they don't understand how to do it or how revolution really works. Because there's no revolution around the corner. I actually have something. I don't know if anybody knows this guy, Vispania or something, Vipsania, talking about a revolution. Nothing these leakers and whistleblowers are going to do is going to cause a revolution. What it may cause is an impeachment and having the process work properly.
Dude, where have you been the past few years? Have you been on this planet?
I've been on this planet.
You don't know what happened in Egypt. An actual revolution happened because
of
the wiki.
Here's what you're missing. What drives a revolution?
You're missing revolutions going on around the world.
No, I'm not missing revolutions. I know there's revolutions. I'm talking here in America. The thing is, the revolutions around the world haven't happened because of terrible governments like that. They've happened. What causes most revolutions, and you can look through history and check this, what causes most revolutions is poverty and a lack of wealth is what happens. When people are on the edge, when they cannot feed themselves, that causes a revolution. Right now in America, what we have in the democratic system is we have three branches that people maintain faith in. They don't have faith in the people that are running it, but they have faith in the three branches of this government, which is why a revolution will never happen here, short of us going into poverty and being unable to feed our people.
Yeah, well, I'll agree on that just because everyone's too comfortable here. We're not suffering enough.
Well, that is, too. I've been saying that for a while. Everyone's just way too comfortable. No, yeah. But that's the point. They're comfortable because they have a way of life that works for them. That's not to
say
they're disappointed in our government.
Okay, but you were saying some shit like, oh, well, that leaks and whistleblowers aren't going to start a revolution when that's not
true
at all.
What they're going to do is they're going to open the population's eyes to, oh, shit, this current government fucking sucks. Do you know how to stop that?
Yeah, and that's what happened in Egypt and Tunisia and fucking...
No, what happened in Egypt and Tunisia is they were killing their own people. Like, people want to talk about America killing their own people. This was on a much larger scale. That's different. When I start going outside and seeing my friends dead in the street in mass, yeah, maybe it's time to revolt. But I'm not seeing that.
No, I think it was both. One catalyst.
It could be a little bit. Obviously leaking played a part. I'm not going to deny that it didn't play a part in the revolution. But at best, it was a minute part. I get what you're saying, and I agree we need whistleblowers, but I'm not going to sit here and have someone say Bradley Manning and Edward Snowden are any better than Sabu or anything, because they're not. They're snitches.
Well,
their
I'm
merits are better. You can go up and say their merits are better, because their merits are better. But you can't sit here and say they're not snitches, because they are.
Oh, my God, Loki, come on. I mean, you got me cracking up on my side about what you're saying, but... Come on, you can only go so far.
You can crack up all you want. Let me tell you something. Just because you've been in the scene, you've hacked or released things, whatever you did, I don't know what you did. I don't care what you did. That doesn't mean you know more than me or anything. This is something you got to understand. For 6 years of my life, from middle school to high school, I didn't do anything but read and study and watch. I know, you know, more than you guys want to think. Oh, Loki's a troll. He posts nasty pictures. I'm not an idiot, though. I love all of you too. I would like have an orgy with you right now if I could, as long as Vince was like commenting because his voice is kind of.
All right, guys. Hey, guys. Hey.
Get up, we're having a conversation. Get the fuck out of your channel.
Can we just chill with the play for a second? Can we just chill out with the fucking anal play for 1 second? All right. Oh, my God. I've got shit. Did somebody just – oh, you know what? Breaking news. We have Neil Roundhauser here. Neil, you're on. What's up?
Hello, Vince.
Hey, Neil. Neil, is that you?
Yeah, how are you this evening, Vince? Sorry,
Neil,
it's a little loud in here. I was calling into your party line.
It's not a party
my
line,
question?
Neil. It's not a party
oh.
line, Neil. It's an internet radio show.
Oh, is Kishu still there?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, Kishu's here. You're on to Kishu.
Hi, Kishu.
Hi, whoever this
did,
is.
Did you ever go shopping at the Genesee Valley Mall or Cortland Center?
No, I did not.
You know, if you gonna dodge my fucking guest?
No, she's from Flint.
She's
right?
No, I'm not from Flint, but no, but I did live there when I was a child, and I lived there when I was a teenager. My father's from Flint.
Does he live on the east side?
Not anymore, no. He doesn't even live in Michigan anymore. Like, my aunt lives in Michigan, and that's about it. She lives in Berkeley.
Kentucky?
Hey, Neil, wherever you are, I can't even stop.
Yep. We're having a party line in here.
Can't party time.
Interrupted this for this bullshit, really?
Okay, thanks, Neil. Appreciate the call. Okay. All right, look, we're going to get back on topic here. We're talking about Sabu, and I apologize. I don't think
Agent
that was
Boo.
I don't think that was Neil Rauhauser. I think that was probably an Agent Boo actually posing as Neil Rauhauser. Who knows? Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Bring on an old buddy from the interwebs, who I think this might be the first time he's called my show. Seppers, welcome, Seppers. Are you there? Seppers, are you there? Seppers.
Oh, that's better. Sorry, guys.
There you go. Hey, what's up, Seppers? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. It's good to hear you guys. Good show tonight.
Seppers is a Fed.
Fed.
Definitely. Just another Fed. Hey, play Black Messiah. I want to hear Nigger Christ's new music.
Oh, not you. Are you serious?
I think NC is gone.
Yeah, man, we got a fan in the house.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, yeah, laughing right there. That was that's Becky from Indiana. Becky from Indiana.
Yeah, no, Becky has an idea.
What's up, Becky? What's your idea?
Well, you need to play a Nigger Cray song, and Loki needs to know that hockey sucks ass.
I swear to God, I will punch you in the vagina, woman, if you ever talk about hockey again.
Hockey does suck.
Dude, you
hockey
all are
is so
just fucking
boring,
terrible.
I can't even stand it. And you know what else? Cheese steaks.
I know who this is.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
You won't say it, though, because I'll fucking kill you.
I got me some motherfucking homemade pudding right here. This shit delicious. God damn, Jello ass pudding. A fucking rap game, Bill Cosby up in here.
Look, like I said, can we keep? You know, if you guys want to continue with this audio anal play, I can put you in the green room.
I'll anal play with Loki.
All right, I'll put you guys in the green room. You guys
no,
can.
No, please, me.
No, dude, you deserve it, man. You know, I'm trying to do a show about this guy,
I was
Sabu.
On the show. I was talking about it. Ask everyone.
The guy turned his back on an entire community, and you're supporting him. So I think you need to go into timeout with Becky.
Warrior suck dick.
Oh, so you want to go into timeout with Becky from Indiana? Is
you
that
brought this up. This is your fault. Skip Bayless is a god.
I really don't appreciate this now. This is getting personal.
I love you, Vince.
Yeah, I'll be honest about the Sabu thing.
Yeah, you guys are also. Everybody's on. Kishu, what would you want to say?
Okay. I talked to Dick Burns recently. He said to tell you hi. And I should have got a hold of him to call into the show tonight. He would have been so much fun. He would have loved it.
I don't know why he doesn't come back, dude. I mean, what the fuck is his problem?
No, he's kind of coming back slowly. He met a girl, and he got, like, all serious with her and kind of went off the internet for a while. But he's back online again, and I can't believe I didn't think to tell him. But next show you have, I'll definitely tell him because I know he would love to call in, and I know you'd love to hear from him.
Yeah, of course. I miss Dick Burns. Dick Burns had, you know, he had a good little run on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Blog Talk has not been the same since without Dick.
Whatever happened to Ghost? Does he still do shows or no?
Oh, God.
Ghost.
Don't even bring it up. Sword subject right now. Ghost is, I'm really disappointed in Ghost. I'm really disappointed in Ghost.
What happened?
You know what I'm more disappointed in is the fucking hideous audio. Who is not, if.
How me?
What?
It's somebody, but it's not me.
I mean, my mic is on mute.
Uh-oh. I think it was O Adam O.
Oh, dang.
O Adam O?
No, yo.
Yeah, it's you. It's you.
But nah, for real though, I gotta give some big ups to my boy Danny. You know, he ain't in here tonight because he's busy having the time of his life right now. He's free today.
No more probation.
Yeah, man, he off. He's free. He party. He had him a spiritual awakening today.
What happened to him?
This boy up on tire check getting higher than the motherfucking stock market prices. And he up there, he partied, he had a spiritual awakening, he is God. He's looking down on Anunnaki asses. God damn, this boy on another level.
Okay, Adam, you're going back on hold. It's terrible. It sounds like he's like trying to unscrew the thing on his telephone.
I think it's
just
maybe wind or something. Sometimes wind is like that on his telephone.
Or he's
that was fucking terrible.
He's fapping furiously.
Fapping, yeah.
That's what it sounded like. It was like a furious masturbation.
Did you ever meet Adam in person ever?
Me?
Vince? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I met him at DEF CON.
Nice.
Yeah, Adam
and
I...
Oh, going to be at DEF CON next year? This year, whatever?
I had fun, man. I'm totally going to go back. I just want to
go back,
because
I'm going to this one.
Yeah, you should, dude. I think it's going to be even better next year, because people had so much fun this time, and I think they sold a lot of people on it. Like, I don't even think people are even going to go, but the thing is, all the fun was outside of the con. It wasn't even, like, I was one of the people that was actually, at least of the elevator sec crew and all those people, I was one of those few people who actually had a pass to the convention and went to the fucking sessions and crap. Some of these people bought passes so they could sit in the fucking hotel, the hotel, the casino bar, and pay for drinks. What's that all about?
I don't know, but I'm going to cause trouble.
Yeah, you won't be alone. You won't be alone, dude. There's a lot of people doing that out there.
Well, yeah, you got to remember, I'm not well liked. There may be fights.
One at a time. Adam is back.
Adam says it wasn't him. It said unmute him.
Yeah, it's not me.
It's totally you, because every time I unmute you, it comes back. I'm telling you, everybody else
for
is.
For real?
Yeah, you can't hear it, but I can hear it.
I don't hear it anymore, though.
Okay, everybody.
I can hear it.
Okay, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to mute everybody. Nigger Christ, muted. Ron, muted. Vert, muted. Kishu, Loki, muted. Becky, muted. Sephers muted, and now Vince in the Bay muted. At the count of three, I'm going to mute myself, and the only person left will be O Adam O.
Yeah,
three,
my show now.
2-1, muting.
Yo, fuck San Francisco, East Bay all day. Fuck Vince in the Bay show. Vince in the Gay. I don't know what to say now. All right, come back. I miss you guys.
I miss you, Kishu. Please come back.
I'm sorry. I'll stop babbing. I promise.
Bitch.
Okay, I'm going to play my song that you wouldn't play for me then. Dedicated to Sabu.
Okay, and we're back. Am I the only person who noticed that... Okay, Now I put Adam back on hold. Now I'm going to go one by one, only unmute the person I'm talking to and ask them if they did or didn't hear static on Adam's call. Nigger Christ, static, Adam's call, yes or no?
I didn't hear nothing. I ain't no snitch. I didn't hear a thing. I didn't see nothing.
You're a troll and a liar. Ron Breinert, Adam O, static, no static.
Loose lips sink ships. I'm not saying a word.
You idiot! Bert, Adam O, static, no static.
I didn't hear a thing. I will not tell a word.
You're trolling! You're trolling! Seriously, you're telling me you did not hear any static on that call?
I did not hear static. I heard clicking.
You're trolling. We're totally trolling. You are lying. Come on, seriously,
never.
Tell me the truth.
I did not hear a thing. I did not see a thing.
Why are you people doing this to me? Why? What did I do to you? I just want honesty. That's it. You're telling me you did not hear any static on that call, Bert?
I did not hear static, no.
Correct. Okay. Kishu, Adam O, static, no static.
I didn't hear it. I really didn't. I mean, there was a little bit of clicking, a little bit, but that's it.
Wrong. Low-key. Adam O, static, no static.
I have no idea. My phone's beeping because it's dying.
Correct. Becky from Indiana. Adam O, static, no static.
It wasn't static. It's clicking.
Correct. That's correct. That's right. It was a trick question. Very good. Sephers, Adam O, static, no static.
I'm with Nigger Christ, man, not a snitch.
Wrong. God, what is wrong with you people? All right. Hey, we got less than 10 minutes to go. Fine. Adam O, you're back.
I'm back. Now static free.
Oh, there's no static. There's nothing. You sound perfectly fine. Hey, Nick.
Doesn't he sound clicking, dude.
Yeah, man. It sounds great. It sounds beautiful. I love that, man.
Aren't you going to play the Nigger Christ song?
Yeah, I should, considering there's no clicking noises going on right now. Why not?
Call Seepers a Fed.
The Fed line.
Yeah, you called in on the line. That's right.
No, Ben.
The Fed.
The NSA patched you in. That's how I knew.
But now, for real, I got something to say on this whole Sabu thing. Saying that.
God, yes. Jesus, Nigger Christ, who would have thought it? Go ahead. Sabu, your thoughts.
I can see two different sides of the story here. Like, on the whole InfoSec side, yeah, I can see his snitching. He did that wrong. But on the other side, you know, he's still a person. He got a family and stuff, and he don't want to, you know, he don't want to hurt his family any more than he has to. So I can understand him complying with the feds.
Why is
Nigger
Christ always the voice of reason?
I'm a black Messiah.
Praise
well,
Jesus.
In my opinion, he should never have reproduced or had nephews. His whole family is fucking doomed to fail.
Oh, we can't go back and change that.
You know, God's got a family. Everyone makes mistakes, eh?
Yeah, yeah, like not wearing
anything.
A condom.
Also the if anything, for the family, you know, I honestly believe that the children should not necessarily be suffering for the sins of their fathers or their parents.
Oh,
you know,
children should be always left out of it.
Yeah, because, like, these kids, let's say he really does have nieces that he's allegedly taking care of. Like, they didn't ask him to go out and do all this fucked up shit, you know? And honestly, I got to wonder if he's even the right person to take care of these kids, considering what he's doing and did. You gotta wonder about that. But, like, if honestly, just taking his case on the surface, like, I would have probably brought in fucking Child Protective Services, dude. You want fucking a notorious criminal hacker to be...
They had nowhere really else to go, Vince. I mean, it was that or go into the system. And most of the time, you know, they try to keep him with family members. And it wasn't like he was, you know... Yeah, he made a lot of mistakes that he shouldn't have as a parent for them. But he was feeding them. He was sending them to school. They weren't in any danger, any real danger, you know.
Yeah, here's the
and
thing,
that's a
people...
lot better than being thrown into, you know, the freaking, you know, foster care system.
Yeah, people don't realize that, you know, despite the whole, you know, past the internet, past the whole, you know, handle, there's still a person there. And this person got a family, and he realized he probably screwed up his family. He screwed up by doing all that shit with Lil Six. And he won't try and, you know, not ruin his family or ruin it as little as he can.
I mean, they had nowhere else to go. You know, the girl's mother, I don't even know where their father is. The girl's mother is in prison, his aunt, you know,
yeah,
for selling heroin.
Yeah, they
should
never had kids.
They had nobody else.
He was going to get involved in illegal shit.
It was him or, you know. Well, obviously, I agree completely with that. He was an idiot. Like, you know, I would never do anything for my daughter.
Your argument is completely null and void by that.
Yeah, he did something wrong.
I agree, in that sense. Yes, but they weren't in any real danger. You know, in his mind, I don't think he thought that.
Down his door in the middle of the day.
Well, no, like okay. Yeah, but so nobody when you're online doing shit like that, nobody really thinks that you're gonna get caught. I mean, back then at least nobody really did. You know,
nobody thinks that's why. Nobody thinks there's a reason why they get banned. And nobody thinks that's why. Nobody thinks that's why we should take warning labels off of everything. Let the problem solve itself. Then we won't have fuck up parents like Sabu.
So he's protecting his nieces, right? Okay, so he's protecting his family by informing on other people who also have families. So he's protecting his own, which is kudos, good for him, but he's putting other people and their families at risk. That's just a fucking fact.
Yeah,
and that's why,
I agree. The whole situation is fucked up.
That's why I think he's already done ratting out anons and activists and shit. That's why I think, like some people were saying tonight, I think he's helping him with other projects, like potentially the Silk Road thing. You know, all this, you know, he could be, you know, helping with you know, all the shit going on overseas. You know, God knows what they have him doing.
But regardless, like, he's protecting his own while fucking other people's families over. Like, that's just a fact. But you can't fault him for protecting his family.
Wait, yes, you can. Look at it from this way. Maybe I'm out, I have a gun, and I'm protecting my own, so I'm taking a preemptive strike and shooting other people to protect my own. That's essentially what he's doing.
Oh,
not really.
That's all he's doing. No, that is what he's doing, because he fucked up, and he's like, oh, better save myself from ruin other lives. He's not doing it for his people. He's doing it for himself. The man is selfish. He's another assy-having, selfish fucking idiot, just like every anonymous moron who hides behind a mask.
Well, he doesn't have a WePay, so...
Well, you know, I have a WePay one. That didn't go over well.
Bert! Thank you! Oh, you gotta tweet that, dude. Now, if not, I'm gonna steal that. Hey, at least that doesn't fucking pay or Indiegogo campaign.
Hey, Vince, check your instant message.
Is somebody stealing my words? Wait, what
the hell? Take that, Anonymous! Ow! Bam!
Did Vince just steal my wit? Is that what just happened?
No, I'm telling you, you should fucking tweet it if you don't.
Vince, I gotta get out of here. My phone's about to drop. I have, like, 1% battery.
All right.
Now, stay gucci, man.
Thanks,
Goose. Deuces, Loki.
Yeah.
Thanks, Loki.
Oh, Dan, you've been right down there the whole time. Hey, man, how's it?
Have fun, Loki. Take care of the beard.
Oh, just come to Tiny Chat. It's on display.
You have a beard now?
Dude, come to Tiny Chat. I'm on camera. I have a massive neck beard.
Okay. Does it require a couple tiny chests?
Yeah, epic bird.
With the what?
Yeah, I'll paste the time chat link up in the chat here.
Oh, I'm not going into Danny's tiny chat. Are you crazy?
Oh, oh man, Danny going high in the paint right now. He wilding out listening to fucking Lil B getting higher than hell, man.
Is he going to drink his own urine tonight?
How is that? How's that different than any other tiny chat that he's ever done?
Dude, you had no idea. This guy is on another level right now.
Good. I'm glad I'm not on the same level down here.
Too bad. You wish he was on this level. This guy, yeah. He is out there.
Yeah, sucks for me.
I don't get down like that.
All right.
Is someone stealing my good line?
I get
I
down
really
your
like
sister like that.
Okay, shut the fuck up, you people. I'm putting everybody on hold.
Hey,
we're gonna do.
Fuck you.
Oh, well, fuck me, huh?
Get him.
Fuck. You're on timeout. All right. Yeah, I'm getting you too. You're all on timeout. Okay. I'm gonna do one more trip around the horn here. Get people's final thoughts. We got less than like 2 minutes to go. So this is a 2 minute drill. Sephers, final thoughts.
Sabu sucks, man.
I love it. Thank you for calling. Becky from Indiana, final thoughts.
You should totally tweet out my awesome line. Take credit for it. It's good.
I forgot it, but I will. Adam O.
Oh, fuck, I don't know. Deuces, everybody.
Right on, dude. Thanks for the call. Ron Briner, final thoughts.
World peace.
As in meta world peace? Or just world peace? Or world peas?
Either.
Sweet. Thanks for the call, man. Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
SoundCloud.com/NiggerCrass/Nigger of the Future. Check out that new song, Black Messiah, Best Rap Alive.
Okay. Thanks, man. Good luck with that. Vert, did I get your final thoughts?
No, again.
Why do I always forget about you, dude?
Bottom of the list.
No, you know
whatever.
What it is? I'll tell you what it is. You have a Google Voice number that matches other numbers, and I forgot to label you, so that's why I forget, because I'm a visual person. But, Vert, you got final thoughts. Go ahead.
Great show, and these apologists are pissing me off, but whatever. They can do what they want. I feel sorry for them. Have a great night, and Halloween! Go trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you, are you guys going trick-or-treating?
Oh, fuck yeah, you're coming with.
All right, man. And last but not least, Keisha, quickly, final thoughts, darling.
I love you, Vince. Call me when you have another show, and I'll be a little more energetic, hopefully.
Oh, you were great. On short notice, this was perfect. I had fun. Thank you, everybody. Good night. And now, until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInLayBay. And remember, I love you.